Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The president has landed. President Trump and his entourage of senior administration officials, business, finance, and tech leaders arrived in Beijing. Mr. Trump says trade is a top agenda item for his talks with Chinese President Xi, although Iran will also come up.
We're going to have a long talk about it. I think he's been relatively good, to be honest with you. You look at the blockade, no problem. They get a lot of their oil from that area. We've had no problem, and he's been a friend of mine. He's been somebody that we get along with. And I think you're going to see that good things are going to happen. This is going to be a very exciting trip. A lot of good things are going to happen.
As for trade, James Zimmerman with the American Chamber of Commerce in China.
The key thing is that there's no expectations of a grand bargain, no expectations of any kind of breakthrough with, you know, all of the challenges that we have in the trade relationship with China.
A pending U.S. weapons sale to Taiwan is a thorny issue in relations between Washington and Beijing. Wholesale inflation surged last month, the producer price index for April jumping 6% from a year ago, up 1.4% from March. Energy prices skyrocketed higher. As U.S. doctors closely monitor Americans from the hantavirus-stricken cruise ship, a woman in Paris who contracted the virus is gravely ill. 18 Americans are quarantined in the U.S. One of them tested positive and is in a biocontainment unit. Three people died on board the Dutch-flagged cruise ship while it was out in the Atlantic. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures remain mixed. The Dow futures down 245 points. Well, the Nasdaq futures are 65 points higher. S&P futures 5 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're listening right now, chances are you're either worried about a parent living alone or you are that parent and you know your family worries about you. Either way, there's a great company that finally got senior safety right, Connected Caregiver. Connected Caregiver is everything you already know about senior alert devices, fall detection, emergency button, GPS, but reimagined for today. A small wearable device alerts your family the moment something happens. Discreet in-home sensors, no cameras, no microphones, cover you even when you're not wearing it. And a smart pill box tells your family if medications were taken, all right on their phones. For the kids, you go from hoping everything is fine to actually knowing it is, even when you're across the country. For mom and dad, Connected Caregiver keeps you in your home on your terms. That's not losing independence, that's keeping it. Call 888-870-8020. A Connected Caregiver specialist who genuinely cares will help find the best solution for you. They'll even help check if you qualify for a free device. Call 888-870-8020,
888-870-8020. Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is reacting to the federal indictment against the owner and operator of the cargo ship that caused the Key Bridge collapse. The mayor says the criminal charges support what the city has alleged from the beginning. The tragedy was not an unavoidable accident, but the result of horrendous corporate conduct. Mayor Scott says six innocent workers lost their lives, and residents, businesses, commuters, taxpayers, and poor communities have suffered enormous harm. The indictment alleges a years-long conspiracy to conceal dangerous conditions aboard the Dolly cargo ship, including falsify inspection records, misleading federal investigators, and operating the vessel in U.S. waters, despite known and undisclosed hazards. Republican State Senator J.B. Jennings says the newly signed Utility Relief Act will provide modest relief to Marylanders, but does not go far enough to address rising energy costs. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A rocky return for Trevor Rogers.
And let's do it here in Baltimore. First pitch is swung on and driven to left field and deep. If it's fair, it's gone. See ya! First pitch home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network, and that was just the appetizer for a Yankee lineup looking to break a four-game losing streak, which they did. Feasting on a five-run third that broke the game open, 6-2 was the final last night at Camden Yards. Rogers and his return from the injured list, not particularly effective, allowing six runs on six hits in four innings pitched, his manager after the game.
I mean, he had the layoff, tough to navigate that. It was the third inning, I believe, second or third inning with 27 pitches. Three walks, I mean, wasn't as sharp as it usually is.
And a note for today, game time has been moved to a 1:05 p.m. start from its originally scheduled 6:35. A weather maker in the forecast. Gates will open at 12 noon today. More Orioles news, this time on the injury front. Left-handed reliever Grant Wolfram placed on the IL yesterday with a back strain. Tyler Wells called up and pitched last night. And Dylan Beaver scratched from the lineup last night as well. MLB.com reporting it's a right oblique injury, which could likely result in an IL stint as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, don't sleep on John Simpson. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM News Time 907. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in Westminster, 63 in Easton, and 62 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. We're right in the middle of the week. You know what? I will say my day started out so nice. Here I am, I'm going outside, in case you don't know, because I talk about this often, but recycling is on Wednesday in my neighborhood. And it was windy again this morning, and I was like, dude, so I go out back, and of course, last night I put all the recycling out. It was all over the place. All over the place, okay? So last night I go, and or this morning I go and pick up everything, and as soon as I'm picking up everything, here comes the recycling truck. And the guys, I don't know, the guys that do our recycling, they are so sweet and so nice. And the guy just takes it from me. He goes, ma'am. And I know they probably hate my guts because I never break down the boxes. I don't know how to do it. I don't, like, I see sometimes people have them broken down. I've tried. But for me, it's a lot of work. And I'm just like, I don't know how to do this. Anyways, they're so nice. He, like, takes the stuff. And then he gives me the can back. And he was like, here, let me take it up for the garage for you. Like, I'm some little kid. He's, like, patting me on the head. And he was like, no, have a good day. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. So sweet. They're so nice. Anyways, don't forget, during the holidays, if you don't, tip the recycling drivers and the workers. And then, of course, also your trash men. Make sure you tip them because they are. They're working so hard. All right, we're going to get right into the show today. Obviously, as we were sitting here yesterday, we were talking about the fact that the DOJ announced charges against the Dolly, the ship that, you know, went into the Key Bridge and it collapsed, the Dolly operator and owner. And so we'll get into that. Also, real quick, I was on Fox 45 this morning with Tom Rogers, And we were talking about the Utility Relief Act. And, you know, Governor Wes Moore, the Democrats, they have like this huge signing ceremony. And they do that every, you know, bill signing, right? That's not out of the norm. But they stand up for the Utility Relief Act. And they've got the podium out, right? And they're like, oh, you know, you can save this money. And really, it's roughly $12 to $13 a month. Now, that is money. It is savings, right? But let's just remember, we are now paying into this Empower program that nobody asked for, okay? This is what they decided. We also have a supply and demand issue, right? So we are taking in 40% of our energy from other states. No one asked these people to shut down the power plants except for the special interest groups. But you and I, the ratepayers, we've never asked for that either. Okay? These are decisions that Democrats made in Annapolis, and we are paying for their poor decisions. Now, this happens a lot. But I thought it was interesting because they do this whole press conference, and even the Speaker of the House, Jocelyn Petamelnik, right? The Speaker of the House, she's like, oh, I can't, I'm so happy we can deliver all these savings. And I'm like, dude, this is the same group of knuckleheads that decided against the gas tax holiday. We would be saving more money right now had they go along with the gas tax holiday. They said no. They said no because they want to stick it to Trump. And to stick it to Trump, that means we're going to bleed at the pump. You know, it's like it's all for show and it's all theater. And I know Governor Moore's coming up on his reelection here in November. And so now he's trying to look like he's some kind of hero. But don't ever forget, we are in this position when it comes to our electricity and our energy bills because of decisions that Governor Moore and the Democrats made. So now they're pretending to fix a problem in which they created. Okay, I just want people to make sure they understand what's going on here, because you'll hear about like the commission, you'll hear about the, you know, BGE, you'll hear about all these other things. Just keep in mind, we wouldn't be in this position if the Democrats didn't put us here. Okay, and I know I'm going to get lots of comments and lots of people are going to say, Kim, it's always Democrats versus Republicans, Democrats versus Republicans. Well, in the state of Maryland, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And people, our Republicans in Annapolis have been speaking out about this. They've talked about this time and time again. They voted against these measures, these policies that put us in this situation. And then one more time, just real quick. This is the third bill signing ceremony. They are just now signing the Utility Relief Act. We had emergency legislation to ban 287G, you know, to ban ICE and the cooperation with our local authorities in ICE. They did that immediately, right? Senate Bill 1 this session was to ban 287G. You know, and then you've got all this stuff where they were trying to push the Community Trust Act. I still don't know exactly where that stands. I got to go through and try to figure that out. But this is the third ceremony. They could have signed this in the first ceremony. They did it. They did not. Because they don't even care if you save that $12 or $13 a month. And don't forget, this isn't going to be something you see immediately. All right? This is months away. So just, I'm saying as a friend, when you go to turn on your air conditioning, right now, I know I would like it to be a little warmer, but honestly, the fact that it's so cool, I can keep my air conditioning off. But, you know, before you turn on your air conditioning, I want you to think to yourself, do you really need it? That's the position we're in. Do you really need to turn on your AC? Because these energy bills are no joke. All right. I just wanted to kind of talk about that because we were talking about it this morning on Fox 45. And if you didn't know, I'm there every Wednesday morning at 8:45 a.m. And then I hop here into the studio. So if you ever want to tune into that on TV and then tune into the show, feel free to do so. Of course, we're going to get into the charges in just a minute here. Real quick, for an hour, 10 o'clock hour, we'll have Doug Larcombe. He'll be in studio with us. He is running in the gubernatorial race. Now, the GOP primary is a lot more crowded than I think some people realize. And that's because we're really hearing maybe, you know, just a few names of those candidates that are in this race on the GOP ticket. But there are more than just the top three right now. I think it's Ed Hale Sr., Dan Cox, and John Myrick. Doug Larcombe is also on the ticket. You've got Shannon Wright. There's many more names here. Okay. I'm hoping to have these people in before the primary that comes up here in June. Was that June 23rd, I believe? I would love to have them all in because, as you know, we sit here and we talk about this often. I'm not going to endorse anybody. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. Okay, that's not my job. I'm here as a talk show host. I give my opinion on things that happens that happen across the state and across the country. But I know that you are critical thinkers, and I know that honestly, the best thing I can do is make sure that you hear from everyone so that you can make the decision that's best for you and your family. Right. So that's what I would like to do. I know some people think, oh, Kim, these people are not polling very high. You know, why would you have them on the show? Because it is fair to do so. And as a former candidate myself, it takes a lot of courage, a lot of determination, a lot of discipline, a lot of work. When you throw your hat in the ring and you're out there at all these events and you're knocking doors and you're side waving and you're raising money, you know, you're calling different elected officials. You want to get the endorsements. It's a lot of work on top of your day job. And so for that, I have nothing but respect for you, no matter which side of the aisle you sit on. I respect it. I respect it. I understand what goes into it. So Doug Larcombe's going to be in studio with us at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the Key Bridge, the energy crisis, how he will attract support from Democrats and independents, illegal immigration. We will ask him about Ed Hale Sr.'s recent endorsements. We'll get into that in just a minute. Maryland's economy, maintaining and attracting businesses, and why should, obviously, Maryland vote for you? All right. So that's what I have here on my list. And then also whatever, you know, else Doug that wants to talk about, we'll do that, too. Also, I saw where Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is eyeing the RNC chair position. It was set out, you know, yesterday as a rumor, and then by yesterday around 5 p.m., she confirmed. Now, for me, you know, and this is because I look at it through my political lens here. I love Ana Paulina Luna. You know this already. Love her. And I think she's doing a fantastic job on the Hill. And I don't want her to see, I don't want to see her leave that seat. But what this signals to me is that possibly her seat's in danger. Okay. Now, she has always been in a swing district. It is very purple where she is in that Tampa area. And so it does make me concerned, not with Ana Paulina. I know she's going to be great. She'll be fine wherever she lands. But for us, number one, I don't want to lose that seat. And number two, if it is on the brinks, you know, maybe we should talk about it. You know, because if it can be flipped and they're, you know, Democrats are targeting it and we already have the slim majority, maybe we should make that note up front, right? So that we can help out. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. Anyways, also Delegate Nino Mangione, he joins us Wednesdays at 11:35 a.m. Sometimes he comes in studio, sometimes on the line. We'll know soon, but of course he'll join us. We got a lot of issues in Baltimore County to talk to him about. He's running for the Baltimore County Council seat, one of the expanded seats. And also, I want to ask him about the recent resignation of Republican County Councilman Wade Cash. So we'll talk to the delegate, Mangione, about that at 11:35 a.m. All right, let's get right into the bridge charges. The bridge charges, they are here. It's been 2 years and some change. No, the bridge is not under contract. No, nobody's, you know, building the bridge out. You know, God forbid we get some work done on it. But we do know that there are now charges. The DOJ announced it yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Today, the United States unsealed an indictment charging three defendants, Synergy Marine Private Limited, Synergy Maritime Private Limited, and Radha Krishnan Karthik Nair with crimes related to the disaster, including conspiracy, violations of the Ports and Waterways Safety Act, misconduct or neglect of ship officers resulting in death, and obstruction, among others. At approximately 1:29 on that late March morning, the Dolly, a 900-foot container vessel, crashed into the Key Bridge, causing the death of six individuals working on the structure and the total destruction of the bridge. This resulted in a downed bridge that obstructed the channel and shut down the Port of Baltimore. The port did not fully reopen until June of 2024, more than 2 months after the crash. As alleged in the indictment, the Dolly struck the Key Bridge because it lost power twice in a four-minute period of time prior to striking the bridge. The first power loss was likely caused by a loose wire in a high voltage switchboard. But critical systems on the dolly were designed with redundancies and automatic restart capabilities, so the dolly quickly regained power after the first blackout. However, shortly after the vessel regained power, a second loss of power occurred. The second loss of power happened because the defendants relied on a flushing pump to supply fuel to two of the dolly's generators. The flushing pump, however, did not automatically restart. Instead, it needed to be manually restarted. When the flushing pump was not restarted in time after that first blackout, the ship's two running generators became starved of fuel, causing a second blackout. The indictment alleges that if the dolly had been using the proper fuel supply pumps, then the vessel would have regained power in time to safely navigate under the key bridge.
All right, and there you have it. Now, learning this, right, because you had, don't forget, the NTSB, they came in and did their investigation. Now you're learning this from the DOJ. So it sounded like they ghetto-rigged it, right? I mean, let's be honest. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like there were other mechanisms that should have been in place, and they decided to go with some kind of flushing pump. As she said, it had to be manually restarted. And so at that point, after losing power, they could not gain control of it fast enough to avoid hitting the bridge. So the dolly operator and owner, they have now been charged. I will also note the operator, he is now in India. And from my understanding, I don't think that's one of the countries. I'll go back and take another look. But when it comes to extradition, I don't think we can go over there and just grab them. That might be an issue. Now, if you recall, we'll get right to Tim Herb here in a second because I want to hear about the markets. But if you recall, we saw the dolly ship crew. They were here for over a year after the ship collapsed. Remember, they were actually living on the ship. And maybe that's why. Maybe they knew in the very beginning that there could have been some, you know, foul play in all of this. So anyways, when we get back, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. We'll talk about it at that point. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Right now, we saw President Trump, he boarded the flight to China. From my understanding, he should be arriving there in just an hour or so, but I don't know if that's going to affect the markets. So let's talk to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got our morning market flash every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm biting my nails here because I don't know what's going to happen next, Tim. All these things are surprises.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the one thing I think that you can certainly count on is unpredictability and volatility, Kim. Nobody has that crystal ball as far as the world events and what takes place to kind of shape our economy, especially not just globally, but also here in the United States and what's taking place. I mean, I as I said before on Monday morning during the morning market flash, Kim, the markets really have kind of defied logic, have kind of climbed this wall of worry in spite of what's taking place overseas between the U.S. and Iran, the constant tensions back and forth, the ceasefires, the peace talks, President Trump not happy with their proposed, with Iran's proposed deal. All this weighing on the minds of investors, and the market, again, continues to just climb higher, which also lends concern at what point does maybe the music stop, Kim, right? And does the market look to correct? I mean, yesterday we did have, in fact, you know, across the board, except for the Dow, which posted an ever so slight gain of 0.11%, the remaining larger market indices, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Russell 2000, all were modestly lower in negative territory yesterday on Tuesday. S&P was off about 0.16%, Kim. NASDAQ down about 0.7%, and the Russell 2000 small cap index down 0.97%, call it a percent if we round it up. But the S&P, again, steadily improving from some of those midday lows. We had pullbacks across the board in technology stocks, home builders, other laggards also in the retail space, auto suppliers, airlines, and various sectors of the economy. The market, again, is kind of seeing this general risk-off tone right now, you know, across the board with, you know, artificial intelligence. That still is playing a factor or a role in some of these higher prices in the technology segment of the market. You know, here this morning we are seeing futures trading modestly lower than the last level reported and remain slightly above yesterday's close. There's really nothing, I think, really incremental, Kim, from a narrative standpoint here today. You know, we're probably looking at some things from yesterday, some thoughts from the momentum pullback could have been more about just, you know, the market's looking to kind of pause and catch its breath. Just some normal consolidation in the overall market. I mean, the markets just cannot continue to go up and up forever without looking to, you know, again, pause, reset, maybe digest some of the gains, which is what is hopeful, honestly, for a healthier market. But here this morning on Wednesday, the PPI, Producer Price Index, jumping 1.4% in April last month. That's really the largest increase on a monthly basis since March of 2022, Kim, much more than that 0.5% rise that I think economists polled by Dow Jones were expecting. There's a concern, again, with the rise or increase in oil and the cost of gasoline. Will that impact the consumer? Also looking at wholesale inflation gaining about 6% in April on an annual basis. So people say, well, what about these numbers? What does that mean, Tim? Well, it means that there's a possibility that down the road we could have some inflationary concerns, which may be why the Fed opted to keep interest rates steady at their last meeting just a few weeks ago, Kim. So as far as the market here this morning right now, Dow futures currently are off 165 points, while S&P 500 futures are up 4 points, and the heavily technology-based NASDAQ up 118 points, again, on some of these semiconductor stocks doing well with regards to their earnings. So there we have it for the Morning Market Flash, Kim. Look forward to joining you all on Friday morning, and have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine.
All right. Thanks, Tim. You too.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so there you have it with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management, and we'll wait and see what he says on Friday. As I mentioned here, just on the live, you've got President Trump almost to China, I would think, landing now. But don't forget, on Air Force One, he has, yes, of course, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and others with the administration, but he also has Elon Musk, Tim Cook, and a few other of these big tech guys, right? And so I don't know if this is going to go along with the deal, and maybe China can assist in getting Iran to come to the table. I don't know what the strategy or the plan is here, but we'll continue to watch and see. Before the break, we're talking about the charges now. Prosecutors say that the Dolly, the ship that crashed into the Key Bridge, used unauthorized fuel flushing pumps, creating hazardous conditions in violation of federal law. All right, so when we get back from break, I'm going to give you the question of the day. It might ruffle a little bit of feathers. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right, it has to do with these charges. But I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got, looks like, Chuck in Brooklyn Park. Chuck, what say you?
Hi, good morning, Kim. Love your show.
Thank you.
The Port Authority noted that ship was having power problems.
Yeah, they knew that. I only have a minute and a half here, Chuck.
Okay, then why didn't they send two tugboats out till he got past the bridge?
That is a good question. I am not certain.
That would be my defense. That would be my defense firing that ship. I said, you sending ships out to a narrow passageway without any assistance. I mean, what's it going to cost the city to send two tugs out? You're probably going to have a million people calling.
Yeah, I'm not certain. I'll take a look again at the report. Thank you so much, Chuck. Hope you have a great week. Did they not send the tugboats out? I don't know. Now, with this ship sending tugboats out, I mean, even if the power would, if the ship would have lost power again in these seconds, because remember, they were saying this flushing pump, the way they had it rigged, they had to restart it manually. So even if you had the tugboats out there, could the tugboats then, you know, veer the ship off enough to not hit the key bridge? I don't know. You know what? Someone out there, I'm sure, is listening. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Listening to Chuck's question there. Could tugboats have made a difference here? I don't know. That is one heavy ship. And I don't know if you could have done something like that in that amount of time. But you know what? I know some great people listen to the show. I've got longshoremen, I know for sure. And thank you for everything that you do at the port. You listen to the show. I would love to know if tugboats could have even helped in this situation. You know, for me, you know, looking at it, especially with the DOJ, I still think it would be on the owner and the operator to make sure they had all those mechanisms in place. All right. Coming up next, I'll be talking to you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wholesale inflation came in much hotter last month than many economists had been expecting. 1.4% jump in prices from March, 6% higher than a year ago. The cost of energy led the way higher. President Trump is in China now for that highly anticipated summit with Chinese President Xi. Mr. Trump expects trade to be a primary focus of their discussions. Despite the demands of the Iran war, Secretary of War Hegseth says the U.S. military remains locked and loaded, plenty of resources to prosecute this war and meet future challenges. A Republican drive for South Carolina to join the national redistricting battle by redrawing its U.S. House map has fizzled. An initial vote in the state Senate did fall short. On Wall Street, just ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures down 141 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Did you take out a home equity line when rates were low? A lot of people did. Back then it worked. Now the minimum payment is a lot higher, and in many cases, the available money is gone. So now you're stuck with a line of credit that doesn't work for you anymore. It's just another payment on a budget that's already tight, month after month. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off your current line of credit and eliminate that monthly payment, and replace it with a new line of credit without a required payment? You stay in your home, you keep ownership. I know people hear reverse mortgage, and they think, that's not for me, so nothing changes. But think about it. This could pay off your current line of credit, give you access to additional money, and remove that required monthly payment. It's worth a look. Call me, and I'll tell you exactly where you stand. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles' offense has been confounding this season, to say the least. After last night's 6-2 loss to the Yanks at Camden Yards, a team that ranks 11th in the majors in runs has scored four or fewer runs now for the sixth straight game. Holes are everywhere in the lineup, according to former Oriole Mike Bordick.
If you send Kobe out for hitting 180, are you going to send Alexander out for hitting 180? And the list goes on and on.
Mayo now at 162. Colton Cowser, who replaced Dylan Beavers last night at 171. Gunner's at 201. And despite an uptick in power numbers, Pete Alonso's still just at 211. Now, there's a game time change today. The Birds have moved the originally scheduled 6:35 start tonight to 1:35 this afternoon. A weathermaker on the way. Tough matchup, Kyle Bradish for Baltimore. Left-hander Max Fried for New York. Birds are 1-9 this year against Southpaws. In Owings Mills, Ravens preparing for the next team-wide activity beginning this Monday, the 18th of May. These voluntary practices mark the start of Phase 3 of the 2026 offseason program. Head coach Jesse Minter with a message to the rookies.
The message for those guys is like every day has to be the most important day of your career now. You know, if you really want to make it and you really want to find that consistency, like every meeting, every rep is the most important rep. And especially from a mental standpoint.
Meanwhile, on the O-line, all attention being paid to first-round draft choice Vivego Ioane, who will be a day-one starter. But don't sleep on John Simpson. Resigned this year after 2 years with the Jets.
Their main thing was just like bringing that tenacity. That it all starts in the trenches. Our tackle center, no matter what, I feel like you got to be a dog if you're going to play on the O-line or D-line.
Question remains, who will snap the ball? Coming up in 30 minutes, Trevor Rogers shelled again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Your Fox 45 forecast, new weather maker moving in today. Still mild with highs in the mid-70s, but then plan on showers and even some storms starting this afternoon, taking us through this evening. Rain and storms will continue tonight with lows falling back into the low 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler behind the rain on Thursday, with highs back in the low to mid-60s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
All right, I got some friends already freaking out about the question of the day, and of course I don't care. Good morning to you. We're talking about the Dolly. Of course, we learned through the DOJ after their big announcement yesterday that unfortunately, according to the DOJ, the Dolly used unauthorized fuel flushing pumps, creating hazardous conditions in violation of federal law. So basically, you know, they try to get it together. They had electricity issues and then, I guess, a getaway to get it through the port and get it back to the, you know, to wherever they were headed. Apparently, they tried to rig it somehow. And then the flushing pumps, I'm sure, had to be done had to be used manually, is what the DOJ said. And so because of that, when the electricity shut off as the ship was near the bridge, because of the way they had it rigged up, they couldn't just turn the electricity right back on. So it was taking some time. Well, anyways, even after we spoke to Tim Herb about the market, we had a caller, and Chuck asked about the tugboats. And so that was my big question to those that are listening, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And Chuck asked, you know, could the tugboats have helped in this situation? You know, I look at it and I say, you know, is that the case? I don't know. It's such a big ship. You would think with, you know, is inertia, am I right with the word here? Inertia, you've got such a heavy ship. And this would have to been done so quickly, so I question whether or not tugboats can help. So you know what? We put this out there in the atmosphere, and of course we got great people listening to the show. Looks like I've got John in Baltimore. John, did you work on tugboats?
I was actually a dispatcher and dispatched the boats off the East Coast out of Baltimore, New York, and New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Well, John, first of all, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I also boarded the ships. I was a boarding agent and boarded ships, ordered tugboats for ships through the captain and the pilots of the ship and everything. 9 out of 10 times, every ship has at least one tugboat. One tugboat probably stopped that ship if it was started from where the pier was. I mean, the tugboats usually tie up at the pier and then bring the ship out. They could bring a ship that's dead in the water. Two tugboats could pull that ship out of the way off the pier and not have a problem with it. And it's like $10,000 for each tugboat. So for $20,000, they saved and caused billions of dollars of damage.
Okay, so you're saying the tugboats could have stopped that ship once it lost power. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
See, tugboats always hook to the boat before they leave the pier and then bring it off the pier with the help of the engines. You know, if the engine, there's been plenty of dead ships in the water, and one or two tugboats could tug them into the, you know, into the piers and lock them up and everything. So
okay, so
it's, yeah, it was just a couple of dollars they didn't want to spend and caused all this damage and death. And it's crazy.
Do you know whether or not at the Baltimore port, is this something that they've done routinely, or was this out of the ordinary to not have the tugboats?
Out of the ordinary. I'd say 9 out of 10 ships have at least one tugboat, maybe two, coming in and departing at every time. Past the Key Bridge. Once they get past the Key Bridge, then the ship's on its own after that.
So let me ask you this, John, if I could. Do you think that then Baltimore, the port, could that be held liable by not having that safety mechanism in place, or is this really coming down to the fuel flushing pumps?
Well, I think Baltimore is the only port that don't require tugboats. It's up to the captain and the pilot to request them. Every other port in the whole United States, mandatory tugboats are used for every ship.
So I wonder why that is, because
try to save money, save a couple dollars, and cause all this damage for no reason at all. Even one tugboat would have held that thing at the pier. If they'd have lost their engines, it would have. One tugboat is very strong. I mean, two, three would be overkill kind of thing on a ship like that. But it was all about the money and trying to get out of there without causing a problem. They destroyed the bridge.
Well, and so let me ask this. Because this is interesting. I would have thought that, because of where they lost power, because it sounded to me like they lost power initially coming out of the port, then they got it back on, and then they lost power again right by the bridge, and then they would try to crank it back up. Is this something that needs to be changed on the federal level? Is there a federal law that needs to go into place to make sure that Baltimore does use tugboats in the future?
Yeah, it should be. I'm not sure about the law, what the law is. I know Baltimore isn't required to have tugboats unless the captain or the pilot of the ship requests them.
Wow. Well, John, go ahead.
Every ship I've ever been on, they've always had a tugboat. This is the first one I've ever seen that big that never had a tugboat. Plus, if they're having problems, you'd think you'd have a tugboat just for emergency reasons. For $10,000, it's nothing. It's dropping a bucket what them ships cost and the damage they've caused.
Wow. So real quick, John, before you go, do you think, because our caller Chuck was saying that could be the defense for the dolly, do you think that's possible?
Well, it's up to the captain. The captain makes the last call, the captain and the pilot. The pilot gets on the ship and pulls it out to the bay, but it's up to the captain to decide what he wants to do, if he wants to do a tugboat or not. So, I mean, it's the dolly's fault. I would say 99.9% it's the dolly's fault. Everything's your fault.
I gotcha. Well, John, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Thank you. Well, there you go. So those tugboats, even though not very big, they are very mighty. And that the tugboats could have stopped this from happening. I wonder why it is that only Baltimore says, okay, you decide, just to save a couple bucks. See, I would think, now knowing this, and of course, call it if you like, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You know, even though the dolly's at fault here, I would think that they would try to put it more on the captain and the operator than on the ship itself, right? They would say, oh, well, the operator, that's his own separate piece. He didn't call for the tugboats. And then that's like squeezing a turnip, right? I mean, how do you get the kind of money that you would think in a settlement from just the operator? I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. People are probably at the port listening to the show right now saying, Kim, please stop. Please stop, right? You're probably listening in. Again, if you want to weigh in, you can. I'll get to your text messages here in just a second. I just wanted to give you the question of the day. I already got a text from a friend. He's saying, this is a bad question. You know me. I don't really hold back on much. That's It's like, I look at it like, is it a blessing or a curse? I don't know. I don't know, but I thought this question was necessary, okay? At WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. What we know so far is that you've got a contractor who had employees on this bridge, right, on that night. And those employees, as far as we know, many of them were here illegally. Now, we also can assume that some of them didn't have their work visas in place because it almost seems as though that they don't want to be up front and center. And, you know, hearing about even the victims, I guess it was his ex-wife, the mother of her child, of his child. Remember, she was saying that she was owed money. She never received it. Now they're trying to deport her. You know, there's a lot going on here, but I wanted to ask you. If the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. working illegally, right? If they were in the U.S. and working illegally, should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? Yes or no? That's the question of the day. I guess some people are telling me this is not a nice question. Is a question really, you know, does it have to be polite? Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, if the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. and working illegally, should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? And people are already weighing in the comments there on Facebook, and I'll get to those after I get to your text messages. But I look at this situation, right? You've got the DOJ that is now charging the owner and the operator, and they are going to, I'm sure, get a financial settlement. And that would go into, I'm sure, with the rebuild and everything, but it would be the DOJ that they would issue, you know, of course, there's going to be civil cases on the side, but, you know, any compensation. I guess my question is, you know, do you think they should receive compensation from the government if they were here or working illegally? And another piece of this, I know we talked about it, but the employer, right? The contractor. I don't know why we're not talking more about the contractor. You had these six individuals out there on the bridge, and it is clear some, if not all, were working out there illegally. How were they able to get that, receive that contract from the state of Maryland with illegal workers on the bridge? And then look how it resulted. I mean, unfortunately, these guys died. So for me, it's like, this isn't even just about the bridge and the collapse. It's not just about the dolly. All of this stuff is very unfortunate, but there's a broader conversation that should be happening around illegal immigration. I want to get your thoughts. Again, if the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. and working illegally, should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? I want to know your thoughts on that. You know what? I will save my personal thoughts on it towards the 11 o'clock hour because I want you guys to weigh in. Just, you know, I don't want to sway anybody and their decisions here, but I do want to get your take on this. And I don't think it's wrong to ask questions that could ruffle feathers. I don't think it's wrong. I'll go to the text line here. I've got Deborah. She says, if they go after the captain, then they can go after the owner. Yeah, Deborah, you're probably right there because the captain, I guess, would be contracted with the owner. But I wonder, does the owner, you know, I guess you would have to look at the paperwork there. Could the owner of the ship say, well, the captain decided not to use the tugboats? We had no idea that the captain would make such a decision. You know, I wonder what his contract would say with the dolly itself. Randy says, hey, Kim, what they need to do is keep hounding the governor and asking him, what are you hiding? Oh, this is an older one. Sorry about that. This is an older one. That was May 11th. Randy says this morning, let's see. Good morning, Kim. It's Randy. I think that the families of the workers killed on the bridge should be entitled, but they should also be deported after work if they are here illegally. Yeah, I mean, and that's what the mother of one of the victim's children is saying now, that she has been, now she's under threat of deportation, and she had this whole sob story, and I thought to myself, well, you're here illegally. You're here illegally. And then we find out later, because of course we only got half of the story from her lawyers, we find out later that she doesn't even have custody of the daughter. The daughter is actually living with the stepmom because the daughter was with the father and the stepmom full time. The mother didn't actually have custody of her.
But she's now using this kid as, you know, an actual anchor baby and saying that's why she should remain here in the country, where the stepmom saying, well, she doesn't even take care of her. I mean, she should remain here to do what? To watch me take care of her, right? All right, I'll go ahead back to the text line here. Let's see. Got Doug. Doug says, morning, Kim. Trump arrived in China about an hour ago. It was a very nice ceremony. Thank you, Doug. I will check that out. I'm sure they pulled out the red carpet. I'm sure they did. Let's see. Excuse me. Got another text here from Fran. She said, Ms. Kim, do we know how long they were here illegally? Were they certified to do that type of job and that they are doing? And what was their experience and who hired them? Fran, these are all great questions I wish they would ask. You know what? I don't know why the media isn't asking these questions. Because you would think that these would be asked, right? I would think that there would be someone that would go march on down to the contractor and try to get some answers on those. But I think some people are, you know, just like my friend telling me not to ask these questions that could be hurtful. Some people are thinking, I'm sure, that it looks like insensitive to not do so or to do so. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. There shouldn't be a contractor with the state of Maryland able to hire illegal immigrants to work on a state state highway, a state bridge. What? That's a big problem. Is this happening anywhere else in the state? Is it happening anywhere else in the country? All right, we get back. We'll wrap up this conversation. Looking to upgrade your home? Then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end tech, like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, Mayor make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now, it's a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. Now, you can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday at Owings Mills. All you have to do is check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to the New York Times, Democrats in Virginia plotting to forcibly remove all of Virginia's Supreme Court justices by lowering the mandatory retirement age to 54. Pause there. I don't know anybody that retires at 54, which just so happens to be 1 year below the youngest judge. Quote, Virginia judges are appointed by the General Assembly, where Democrats hold majorities in both chambers, and could then fill all of those vacancies with all of those forced early retirements. And the court, of course, would put on sympathetic Democratic lawyers that would sign on to their corrupt, unconstitutional gerrymandering plan. Why? They want to seize power.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for unlimited data, that is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. You dial #250 on your cell, you say the keyword save now, and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99, #250, keyword save now, make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford
term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. and working illegally. Should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? Lots of people weighing in. John on Facebook says yes, from the employer, if they were hired illegally. Janice says funeral costs, that's it. Roy said no, Janice, not even that. John says, another John here, if the employer feels obligated to provide for the families, then yes, but lifetime expenses of any kind should not be put on the taxpayer. Let's see. Jay says, it's a no from me. Sincerely, regards truly do go towards the families. Now, Jay, I have to note here, Jay, a black gentleman from Baltimore City, he's saying no. Another Kimberly says, no, we should not be rewarding illegal activity in any way. Now, Donna says, yes, those victims are entitled to compensation no matter where they are from. Now, the employer who hired them should be on the hook for hiring illegals. No sympathy for those getting deported. Scott says, no, and the employer should be punished. Howard says, no effing way. Dave says, nope. Aaron says funeral costs, that's only what I would allow. And then Rick says no, and Cynthia says no. Lots of people weighing in on this one. A lot of people. See, and I'll give my thoughts on this at 11 o'clock hour. I do want to hear from you again at WCBM.com, also on the app. If you don't have the app already, WCBM 680, it is free in the App Store. You can take the poll question there. You can call the studio. You can text us. And, of course, you can listen to the show live. And then the shows are archived there as well. Again, if the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. and working illegally, should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? Right now, the poll itself, 67% of you say no, 33% of you say yes. See, very interesting, because, again, my friend, he's so mad at me for asking this question. Now, I will say that this friend is an independent, not a Republican, and I don't see any harm in asking this question. If the DOJ ends up receiving compensation, and we'll talk about the settlement as well, because the Attorney General did announce that as well. But if the DOJ receives a settlement, and it is time to, I guess, you know, even if it is to compensate, I know there's civil suits, but, you know, when it comes to the government, the Trump administration, the Trump's DOJ, already believes those that are here illegally not only shouldn't receive compensation, but they should be deported immediately. So you know, you're asking this question. I will say my friend that said that he doesn't really love this question, he says, well, clearly they deserve compensation. They were actually working and being productive for our society. That's his thoughts on it. Not so certain I agree with that one. All right, coming up next, of course, we've got a huge gubernatorial race. We're going to talk more about this Key Bridge with our guest. Doug Larcombe is here in studio, and we will ask him many questions. And, of course, one of the bigger questions as well is how he plans as a Republican, how does he plan to get or attract a Democrats and independents to vote for him? Because, look, this is a friend that texted me. He's an independent. And he does not feel the same way as many Republicans feel about the compensation for these families here illegally that had victims on that key bridge on that tragic night. So Doug, coming up next, you can call in and ask questions if you like, because he's here in studio. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Again, Doug Larkham, running for governor on the GOP ticket.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Wholesale inflation came in much hotter last month than many economists were expecting. 1.4% jump in prices for March, 6% higher than a year ago, and the cost of energy led the way higher. President Trump is in China now for that highly anticipated summit with Chinese President Xi. Mr. Trump expects trade to be a big issue. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing.
Even though there's a big business delegation accompanying Donald Trump, no one thinks there are going to be huge deals signed. However, if there are some sort of symbolic deals that are inked, that would be encouraging. When it comes to tariffs, I think we just expect that maybe just the detente will continue. China wants to bring up Taiwan because the Chinese government wants the U.S. to not provide armaments at the same level to Taiwan.
The Iran war will likely come up as China is one of Tehran's key allies buys a lot of Iranian oil. Despite the demands of the Iran war, Secretary of War Hegseth says the U.S. military remains locked and loaded.
I take issue with the characterization that munitions are depleted in a public forum. That's not true. And ultimately, we have all the munitions needed to execute what we need to execute, and we're going to ensure that we supercharge that going into the future.
Hegseth testifying on Capitol Hill. Republican drive for South Carolina to join the national redistricting battle by redrawing its U.S. House map is fizzled. An initial vote in the state Senate fell short. A doctor says a French woman being treated for hantavirus in Paris after being infected on that cruise ship is critically ill and is being treated with an artificial lung. Watching Wall Street this hour in light of the producer price index report, stocks narrowly mixed. Right now, the Dow is down about 198 points, while the NASDAQ is up 3. The S&P 11 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning.
morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. The man accused of kidnapping a Cockeysville middle school girl has now been indicted on two felony charges in Baltimore County Circuit Court. 34-year-old Oscar Argueta was arrested last month after he allegedly approached the student while she was walking to school, claimed to be a family friend, and convinced her to get into his car. Investigators say he drove the girl to several locations before dropping her off at school. Argueta is facing kidnapping, assault, and sex offense charges. And Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has appointed Terrence Benn as acting chief of the Howard County Police Department. Acting Chief Benn assumes the role following the retirement of the former police chief. Ball says Acting Chief Benn brings experience, leadership, and a true commitment to community policing, and he's confident in his ability to lead the police department forward. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, you were telling me about some of the success your customers are having with your Fix It to Sell program.
Yeah, Sean, it's an absolute game changer. We just helped the Martinez family who needed to sell their mother's home in order to help fund her retirement. So getting every dollar possible was very important. They had a quote from a contractor. They were planning on doing significant renovations to the home. I was able to cut out parts of the bid that would not yield a good return, use my own contractors for less than half of the original bid. We managed all the contractors and timelines for a stress-free experience. And, Sean, we just went under contract in 4 days for 100% of list price, which was the highest ever sold in that community.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. If you want to get the most money possible, call or text my good friend Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A rocky return for Trevor Rogers.
And let's do it here in Baltimore. First pitch is swung on and driven to left field and deep. If it's fair, it's gone. See ya! First pitch home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network, and that was just the appetizer for a Yankee lineup looking to break a four-game losing streak, which they did. Feasting on a five-run third that broke the game open, 6-2 was the final last night at Camden Yards. Rogers and his return from the injured list, not particularly effective, allowing six runs on six hits in four innings pitched, his manager after the game.
I mean, he had the layoff, tough to navigate that. It was the third inning, I believe, second or third inning with 27 pitches. Three walks, I mean, wasn't as sharp as it usually is.
And a note for today, game time has been moved to a 1:05 p.m. start from its originally scheduled 6:35. A weather maker in the forecast. Gates will open at 12 noon today. More Orioles news, this time on the injury front. Left-handed reliever Grant Wolfram placed on the IL yesterday with a back strain. Tyler Wells called up and pitched last night. And Dylan Beaver scratched from the lineup last night as well. MLB.com reporting it's a right oblique injury, which could likely result in an IL stint as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, don't sleep on John Simpson. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today with some showers and some storms starting this afternoon and taking us through late tonight. Highs reach the mid-70s today and then fall back into the low 50s with that rain continuing tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 in Bowley's Quarter, 65 in Pikesville, and 66 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. morning. Happy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, of course, we were talking about the DOJ and their announcement for the charges for the Key Bridge. The operator and owner of the Dolly have been charged, and of course, they'll have their day in court. And I appreciate, again, John, who worked on the tugboats, calling in and saying that a tugboat could have saved that situation. Chuck, thank you so much for calling in and asking the question. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how this all plays out. But to find out that Baltimore is the only port that does not require tugboats on such large ships, that is very interesting indeed. Sounds like the federal delegation might have to take a look at proposing federal law. All right, right now you're in for a treat because we have a guest in studio, and I'm super excited. As you guys know, that we have a somewhat a crowded GOP primary in the gubernatorial race. And sometimes we feel like we don't get to hear from everyone. So this morning, you're going to meet and hear from Doug Larkham. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Baltimore, Baltimore County, Hartford County, and all Marylanders.
Yeah. So first and foremost, Doug, obviously, this is a heck of a race that you're in now. Mm-hmm. I want people to know, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am 65 years old and a retiree. And former owner of Money Management Group Incorporated, Diamond Floors and Interiors Incorporated, D. Larkham Contracting, and DSAS, which was Doug and Sally's Appraisal Services. I am the father of 8, grandfather of 22, and a great-grandpa.
Oh, wow. You know what? I did learn about that. Father of 8.
Yes.
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 Grandfather of 22. A nice, large, big family there.
And they are beautiful, and they are diverse, right?
Yeah. So it's Democrats would love to hear that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Doug, that's great. Obviously, you've got some under your belt entrepreneurship, obviously business management. We don't see much of that right now from the current administration. So that would be a warm welcome, I'm sure. Doug, we were just talking about the Key Bridge. Obviously, this collapsed over 2 years ago. We see that it's not even under contract right now. We're still waiting to see something happening. But we at least heard the DOJ charges against the owner and the operator. We heard that there was a settlement agreed upon with the AG. First and foremost, you know, your initial reaction to the DOJ charges. And then also, I want you to kind of talk about possibly what you would do differently from the current governor, because obviously he is not getting this thing back up in a timely manner.
Well, that's correct. And so as for the DOJ, that's not relevant to us getting the bridge built, right? So it's a little bit of a distraction. So the idea here is to get this thing in play and on budget. The former presidential administration, Joe Biden, and the Democrats proffered and did give a $3 billion budget that was, you know, figured out by Democrats what it would cost to replace that bridge. And so we can get this bridge built on budget, on time, open bid. And, you know, Ed Hale's out there stumping and saying, well, I'm going to ask for who's accountable. Well, Wes Moore is accountable. I know that Hale is getting a little older here and is going to be eating tapioca pretty soon. So at that rate, we just need to get some open bids involved. And I think Superior Construction and Ajax Paving out of Florida should be one of the bidders who rebuilt the bridge quickly at Sanibel Island after a hurricane. And when Ed Hale says that he knows a bunch of contractors, what he's saying is he's going to line his buddy's pockets. So what we have here is a Democrat posing as a Republican who's just a different individual with the same fleas. So we need to get on board here with just getting the project moving and swiftly, on time, on budget, from whenever I get into that office.
All right. So you think, you know, because we did see in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis did have a bridge rebuilt in a timely fashion. Also, you know, they were budget friendly, yes. Bringing those contractors here to Maryland. You know, sounds like I'm sure a lot of people would agree with that. Obviously, that's not our only problem, right? We've got a lot of issues here, Doug. Again, we're
absolutely
speaking to Doug Larkham here in studio. And if you have a question, you can call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This kind of goes along with the Key Bridge rebuild, because obviously we're going to need a lot lot of energy and power to get that done as well. I wanted to ask you about the energy crisis. Just yesterday, we saw the Democrats and governor, they were in Annapolis with this bill signing ceremony. It took them three bill signing ceremonies to finally sign the Utility Relief Act, even though that's not going to bring us a ton of savings. But I wanted to get your take on the Utility Relief Act and then also what you could possibly do different as governor with this energy crisis.
Okay, well, the Energy Relief Act is a ploy and totally insufficient, and it's, in fact, an insult. I mean, saving you $15 a year or a month, whatever that figure was. This energy crisis is self-inflicted, and the reason we have this energy crisis is because your leadership and Wes Moore signed into law in 2023 the Advanced Clean Cars 2 Act or rule, forcing all of us in a dictatorial manner that we all have to drive and operate electric cars by 2035. Now, let me quickly point out the fact that there's only 148,000 EVs operating in this state right now that are registered, while we have 4.2 million automobiles that are gas operated that are registered. We are all breathing just fine. So as the Democrats have pushed through fear, they are trying to say that you have created an environmental crisis and you are to blame. So there's multifaceted ways to reduce these energy costs. So first thing we're going to do is deregulate the grid operators, and we need to remove the Empower control, which is a relief fund for people who need energy assistance, from those grid operators who charge big money to distribute those funds. And we're going to take that away from them and give that to the Department of Human Services. Then you're getting dirty energy, if you want to call coal fire energy. Dirty energy. We buy dirty energy from Pennsylvania, right? So that's just ridiculous. So with regard to that, I'm pushing for building modular nuclear power plants in the state-owned, and the federal government, I have favor of the White House, will give us $8 billion per unit to build modular nuclear power so we can become self-sufficient. Moreover, I'm in favor of getting fracking moving in this state, and so that is energy we can pull because we've got one of the largest natural gas reserves in the nation. And so we could have natural gas-powered suppliers bringing fuel to our state energy-wise, electric-wise, and you would end up not having to pay income taxes in the state anymore if we have fracking in non-populated areas. Hogan banned that for some reason.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. And just so you know, Doug, there are lots of people that believe that Governor Hogan did, you know, contribute to the energy crisis and many of the crises we have here at the state level. I did want to ask you, kind of in that same vein, because obviously this is now a current conversation, I just thought about, the data centers issue. Where do you stand on the data centers? I know some people want to see more studies and testing done, environmental impact, and some people believe that they are going to suck the energy right out of the state. We already have that issue. How do you feel about the data centers?
So, unfortunately, with data centers, which are basically the equivalent of biblical locusts, they do suck up all the resources in the environment. So if we follow models from other states, you tell the data centers when they come here that they are going to have to supply their own energy, right? So they have to build their own power plant. And not only that, since we can't tax them for this artificial intelligence, we're getting real estate tax from them. That's about it. So what you do is you tell them not only will you provide your own energy, but you must provide that same amount of energy back into the electrical grid for free. That's your cost of doing business in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, and we heard something similar to that from President Trump during the State of the Union address, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. Mm-hmm. Again, we're speaking to Doug Larcombe here in studio. You have a chance to ask him questions as well, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text him in the text line, and I'll read those questions live on air. And of course, Doug is running in this gubernatorial race. He is a GOP candidate. We've got, I think it's like, is it seven or eight? I can't remember.
Maybe nine.
Maybe nine is what
it is, but one candidate never shows up. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So there you have
She's a little invisible.
Okay. All right. Well, Doug, I did want to ask you, obviously, this is considered a bluish, purplish, however you look at it, kind of state, right? You're running statewide, which is also very, you know, in my view, that's better for Republicans in general when you're running statewide. But you do have these pockets like Montgomery County, PG County, you know, Baltimore City, where they are very blue. I wanted to ask you, how do you plan on attracting the Democrat vote and even independent voters? Because we see a lot of unaffiliated members as well.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, what's interesting here, and I want everybody to understand this, especially the Republican base, all right? No lefties are voting for Dan Cox or John Myrick. It's just, you know, they're just too far authoritarian right, you know, while aligning with Donald John Trump openly to the Democrats and the public. And so they're kind of out of it, right? So they're not going to be elected. So in my particular case, I am reasonable and willing to work with others. My family is biracial. We understand inequality, racial disparities, and injustice. And so I am out to represent all Marylanders and also to save this state because we are in a dire situation here with regard to taxation, electric costs, and so on. So if you want reduced energy bills and if you want to live comfortably in the state and get back to some affordable housing, I think that I would appeal to you to be able to get this accomplished and make Maryland solvent again.
Yeah, and I know, just speaking to you, because we've had many conversations offline, I know that you were even talking about state employees and some of the issues that they're having, which is obviously, you know, not a partisan issue.
Right. So, you know, for whatever reason, Wes Moore and your leadership took away prescription drug funding for the state retirees. So I would absolutely return those privileges and rights to these people who have worked hard for the state in the past, and now they end up with this burden that they weren't expecting and they shouldn't have to absorb.
Yeah, and I've had, of course, I get many emails here, Doug,
yes,
and
I'm
from
sure.
Many state employees that have voiced their opinion about that for a couple years now.
All right.
And, you know, when we think about those that are very vulnerable in the state, we think about our older adults. We think about those that are on disability.
Yes.
You know, it is a shame.
So I also want to, for people that are getting assistance, the seniors that are getting assistance with regard to their premiums on their Medicare, we as a state give $100 of relief on premiums for prescription drugs, and I want to raise that to $400.
Well, $400. Do you think we could afford that?
Well, you know, when I cut this budget by $10 billion, and if we get some fracking going here, I think we'll easily be able to absorb that.
All right. Again, we're speaking to Doug Larcombe here in studio. If it sounds like rapid-fire questions, I know we don't have a ton of time. Yeah. We have just this hour.
Right.
So I want to make sure you guys get to know Doug and where he stands on these issues. Again, you can call in 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680. You can also text to the text line and ask Doug some questions as well. If you have a comment, anything that you want to weigh in on, if you're hearing things that you like, you could call in and let us know. If you're hearing things that you don't like, and maybe you want to, you know, want Doug to reconsider. I'm sure he'll be very open to making changes. That's what public servants do all the time.
That's right.
So call in and let us know. We'll be right back in studio with Doug real quick. I do recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Muntz's love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Now, their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and I do too. Now, AES's motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders today at 410-574-4400, and you can also visit online at aeshome.us.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at laurianassistedliving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
The Rob Carson Show.
MAGA support of Donald Trump is 98 to 100%. It's not going to go anywhere. I mean, you can dream all you want. You can come up with some sort of idiotic headline that says MAGA support is slipping. It's not. You don't even know what we've been through. You don't even know how devoted we are to the movement. It is meant to preserve the union. It is based on how corrupt and awful this union had become and taking our country back from the forces of darkness that have made it so awful.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we are in studio with Doug Larkub. He is in the gubernatorial race on the GOP ticket. And we have about 8 or 9 contenders in this race. And I want to make sure you guys hear from all of the candidates, if I can make sure of it. And Doug, of course, we were just talking about, you know, what you plan to do for our vulnerable seniors. We were talking about the Key Bridge, the energy crisis, how you would address that. Also, we got some other text messages coming in and a question. Real quick, don't forget, because the question of the day, I see there's a lot of controversy here. Go to WCBM.com. Also, you can go into the app. Just click on the poll button there. Poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. and working illegally, should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? Again, go ahead and take a part of that poll. I do have a text here from Russ. Russ says, Kim, could you please mention how Westmore is screwing a bunch of low-income citizens of Maryland by no longer allowing historic tags on perfectly maintained vehicles? It's a double billing. You have to purchase new tags and are now also subjected to emissions testing, figuring this is going to cost me another extra $100 on top of the doubling of the registration fees. Thanks for looking out for the middle and lower class, Governor Westmore. That's sarcasm. Yeah, Russ, trust me, I think a lot of people feel the same way here. I do have a question, though. Again, Doug Larkub in studio. This is from Craig in Pasadena. He says, please ask Doug what he can do about property taxes in the state, especially for seniors.
Yes. Hey, good morning, Craig. Listen, we need to review this, right? I mean, it's a good thought. And so we have to look at where the property taxes, which are unusually handled in different counties, right? So that's how they get a lot of their budget. But I think if we do the fracking, like I said, we could just eliminate property taxes for seniors. I think they need relief. And, you know, my heart breaks. There's Art that works at the Citgo. He's 75 years old in Westminster, Maryland. Hi out to Art. And sorry to, you know, that you have to work, because just in Maryland, so unaffordable for everybody. Then we have another senior, Tony, who's 75, working over there at the Common Market in Frederick. And I talked to him. He's over there in seafood. So, you know, we need relief for our seniors, most certainly. And I would openly welcome to review this and see what we can do.
Again, that was a question from Craig in Pasadena. Doug, you know, as we're talking about seniors, we talk about state employees, we talk about those with disabilities. It seems like, you know, we the people were put on the back burner this session in Annapolis. I think many people agree on that one. Mm-hmm. But I think the big winners of this session, and you know, we had a poll question that went out, and everyone agrees, it turned out to be the illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. What is your stance on illegal immigration?
All right. So my hands are a little bit tied here, right? Because you're generally General Assembly has been Democrat-run for 120 years. And so now we have to navigate and mitigate what we've got going on. So I most certainly would not declare our state as a sanctuary state. I don't think we give up our autonomy internationally or even nationally by saying these sort of things. So as we visit this with immigration, what can we do? So the governor's office has a governor office of immigration affairs. And so since we can't use 287G if somebody is arrested to do to see if there's detainers and so on, I welcome all undocumented non-citizens to come to this office and become documented. Then we know who you are. We know where you are. We can do our own background research as a state. We don't need the federal government to do that. And I know Kim just wants to get everybody out of here. But, you know, we have 300,000 undocumented people in here, and that is a burden on our system. So if we get them on the tax rolls, if they're issued IDs, so we're not offering them citizenship. I'm not granting amnesty because I couldn't as a governor anyway, but it, like Ronald Reagan did. So even the great Ronald Reagan granted amnesty, but these Latinas and Latinos are here. If you drive by these construction sites at night on the road, you'll see that they're largely facilitated by immigrant workers. And so let's just take the burden off here and find out what's going on and relieve ourselves of these situations.
Okay, so you're looking at a pathway to citizenship.
No, well, I'm not offering citizenship. That's a federal thing. So it's a documentation that they were here, right? So that
okay,
they have
so
to be here for 5 years to be able to apply for citizenship. So in a way, it's a path, right? They're documented that they're here. But we're just getting them onto the tax rolls and so they can handle their own health care and so on.
Okay, so do you support illegal immigrants being able to utilize housing vouchers, the SNAP program, you know, or the you know, being in the healthcare exchange? Are you for that or against that?
If they are on the tax rolls, we have to understand that. They were actually let into this country legally. I mean, if I'm an attorney for them, I'm going to argue that Joe Biden, for the purpose of gerrymandering the consensus coming up in 2030, allowed all these people in. Barack Obama was known as the deporter in chief. He deported 3 million immigrants, whereas Donald Trump is on point right now to deport 1.5 million. The math just doesn't work. So he is getting criminals out first, but in his 4 years, he'll only be able to deport about 1.5 million people, which is on point and at the same rate as what Barack Obama was able to do. So we have the people here because 11 million people were left in, and it's not going to be possible to get them all out.
All right. Again, we're in studio with Doug Larkham. I see some more questions coming over through the text line. When we get back, we'll ask Doug those questions. You can also call in with your questions. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Obviously, election or primary election day is right around the corner. June 23rd. What day is that,
yes,
Doug?
Yes, it is. June 23rd.
June 23rd.
Get out and vote.
You got to get out there and vote. We need voter turnout on the right. So stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. You might think the Iran war would top the agenda for President Trump's talks with China's Xi Jinping in Beijing, but Mr. Trump says that's not the case. He says trade will be the top issue. The president is now in Beijing, along with a bevy of U.S. tech, industry, and financial leaders. Mr. Trump says it's going to be a very exciting trip. He says a lot of good things are going to happen. The Missouri Supreme Court has handed Republicans a redistricting win. The court rejecting a Democrat challenge to a new GOP-friendly congressional map. And while Republicans have enjoyed a good deal of success in redistricting, a GOP redistricting effort in South Carolina has failed. An initial vote in the state Senate fell short. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 121 points, while the NASDAQ is up 90 points, and the S&P better by 4. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles' offense has been confounding this season, to say the least. After last night's 6-2 loss to the Yanks at Camden Yards, a team that ranks 11th in the majors in runs has scored four or fewer runs now for the sixth straight game. Holes are everywhere in the lineup, according to former Oriole Mike Bordig.
If you send Kobe out for hitting 180, are you going to send Alexander out for hitting 180? And the list goes on and on.
Mayo now at 162. Colton Cowser, who replaced Dylan Beavers last night at 171. Gunner's at 201. And despite an uptick in power numbers, Pete Alonso's still just at 211. Now, there's a game time change today. The Birds have moved the originally scheduled 6:35 start tonight to 1:35 this afternoon. A weathermaker on the way. Tough matchup, Kyle Bradish for Baltimore. Left-hander Max Fried for New York. Birds are 1-9 this year against Southpaws. In Owings Mills, Ravens preparing for the next team-wide activity beginning this Monday, the 18th of May. These voluntary practices mark the start of Phase 3 of the 2026 offseason program. Head coach Jesse Minter with a message to the rookies.
The message for those guys is like every day has to be the most important day of your career now. You know, if you really want to make it and you really want to find that consistency, like every meeting, every rep is the most important rep. And especially from a mental standpoint.
Meanwhile, on the O-line, all attention being paid to first-round draft choice Vivego Ioane, who will be a day one starter. But don't sleep on John Simpson. Resigned this year after 2 years with the Jets.
Their main thing was just like bringing that tenacity. Like, it all starts in the trenches. Guard, tackle, center, no matter what, I feel like you got to be a dog if you're going to play on the O-line or D-line.
Question remains, who will snap the ball? Coming up in 30 minutes, Trevor Rogers shelled again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Your Fox 45 forecast. New weather maker moving in today. Still mild with highs in the mid-70s, but then plan on showers and even some storms starting this afternoon, taking us through this evening. Rain and storms will continue tonight with lows falling back into the low 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler behind the rain on Thursday, with highs back in the low to mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horbach.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Good morning. We are in studio with Doug Larkham. He is running in the gubernatorial race. Obviously, there are about 8 or 9 Republicans that are running. Governor Westmore is not doing a great job. I think we can all agree on that one. And so you've got people that have stepped up to the plate. Doug Larkham is one of those people. Just an FYI, Sean Casey did announce he's got an hour with Dan Cox on the 19th and then an hour with Ed Hale on May 27th. And then John Myrick is still pending. Again, we're here with Doug Larkham for our hour. Our hour. That doesn't even sound great, but here we are.
Right.
But Doug, of course, you know, we've got lots of text messages coming in. I want to get to some of these texts, and then we'll get back into the conversation here as you're running for governor of the state of Maryland. I've got Scott in Westminster. He is a loyal listener, Scott is. Good morning, Scott. He says, can please ask Doug what he has done to promote and grow the Republican Party in Maryland?
All right. Well, let's discuss that for a moment. I have not done hardly anything. The Republican Party in the state of Maryland is pretty much corrupt in terms of the top down, right? So they do not do a good job of promoting the right candidate to get to the office of governor, right? So we have a 120-year record of losing. So it needs to be renovated, and we need to make the Republican Party cool, right? So who's not for fiscal restraint, energy independence and dominance, and, cutting taxes and making life affordable?
Yeah, no, for sure. So I guess Scott's question, what have you done for the Republican Party? You're saying nothing. It needs to be.
That's correct.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think honestly, a lot of people would agree with that. I mean, we talk on the show often about the MDGOP. Mm-hmm. It's gotten a little better in the recent years, but it's just been so bad for so long.
Right. Well, they're pushing these losing policies. For example, there's no leftists that are going to vote for these rhinos that traditionally just, hard authority. And right while they tell you what they're going to do, and no, they're not. So, you have to be reasonable, be able to work with the General Assembly and the people. We got to work for all the people of Maryland, right? All of the people.
Again, we're in studio with Doug Larkham, running for governor of the state of Maryland. Jeff S. Texted in. He says, immigration is a non-negotiable for him because it sounds like you are for getting these people documented in a pathway eventually to citizenship. What do you say to Jeff's comment?
All right, Jeff. So I'm sure you've read The Art of War, right? You have to know the theater that you are in. And we are in the state of Maryland, right? So my personal ideology and position on this is somewhat what I want to say here is curtailed because I have got to understand the situation that I am in, right? So we want to be electable, and this is about electability. First, I have to be able to get on that general election ballot to face Wes Moore. Wes Moore already knows I have his ticket. So if you, for some reason, go with these rhinos, we, again, are going to see another 4 years of Wes Moore. So while I understand that you are firmly against immigration, and I can understand that, as I have explained, the math does not work. Donald John Trump said that he was going to get the criminals out first, and that is what we shall continue to do to the best of our ability.
All right. Speaking of Ed Hale Sr. earlier, obviously he's still polling towards the top here as far as gubernatorial candidates on the GOP ticket. He received some endorsements. I believe that was yesterday and even the day previous. Doug and Nick Kipke. Lots of people know Doug and Nick Kipke. Also Doug and Kathy Shalega. It looks like Doug and Ryan Araki as well. When you're looking at these endorsements coming in for Ed Hale Sr., your initial reaction, and then also, so are you going to be looking for endorsements from, some of those that are already in Annapolis?
Well, the person that I'm trying to get the endorsement for, and I just got an email from yesterday, is John Fetterman. So, some higher caliber people here. And, I don't know why Kathy Shalega would have made this kind of a gaffe. And I'll be honest, I laid her out on Facebook. So, she knows that Ed Hale is a lifelong Democrat that simply flipped parties because he was shown in a Gonzalez poll that he will lose to Wes Moore 5-1. And Wesley knows this. So the fact of the matter is, I don't care if Ed Hale claims that God himself endorsed him. He will not be the governor of this state.
All right. I also want to ask you, Doug Larkham, about Maryland's economy. We are struggling here in the state of Maryland. Surrounding states are not struggling as much as we are. And unfortunately, a lot of people are voting with their feet. They're moving to some of those states. What can we do to get the Maryland's economy thriving?
Okay, so here's the thing. For some reason, for quite a few intelligent people in the state, which we do have many, right? A lot. So nationwide, I think we're like at second or third for the most postgraduate degrees in the nation. So, but our business acumen is in the basement. We are ranked 41 in economic growth, and we are ranked 50th in job growth at just 0.6%. 6%. So what do we do? So, and what's causing it, right? We have to look at cause and effect. So we have an 8.25% corporate and small business tax rate, which is unacceptable. It's not competitive. So I would push to move that to 3.5%, right? And so that would attract business. And while we get this business in here, that would take care of the job growth problem, correct? That would solidify that would solidify what we have going on here with business. We need to make Maryland business friendly and show the nation that we are open for business.
All right. Well, we have a caller on the line here, Doug, and I encourage people to call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're speaking to Doug Larcombe. He is in the gubernatorial race here in the state of Maryland, and he is a Republican. You know what? I didn't ask that yet, Doug. How long have you been? Have you been a lifelong Republican? Or
I was a lifelong Republican, and then for a moment I switched to independent. Didn't like where the party was going, and then I moved back to Republican Party.
Okay,
I've always been a conservative throughout my life.
All right. Okay, I've got Mike in Nottingham. Mike, you wanted to weigh in on illegal immigration.
Yes, Kim. Doug, I'm very concerned and horrified. From listening to you, you obviously are going to grant amnesty to people who broke our laws to come into our country. You said that only 1 million people have been deported. Well, I've heard over 3 million people have either self-deported or been deported so far. And I'm concerned that you are not a supporter of our commander-in-chief, President Trump. What I've heard you say, not supporting our commander-in-chief, I've decided not to vote for you.
Well, that's fine, Mike. And, you know, I respect the vote, right? But here's the problem. As I've explained, right, you're trying to focus on one issue, and this is a state election. This isn't a question about supporting a commander-in-chief. This is getting somebody into the office that can work with everyone and that can win against Wes Moore. And I am the only candidate that can do that. So on the immigration thing, as I explained, I cannot grant amnesty. I am trying to mitigate the situation. Again, President Joseph R. Biden, whether it was really him or the signature pen, he allowed these people into the country, honestly, legally, right? I mean, he didn't stop them, did he? You didn't see any effort whatsoever. So you are trying to blame me for what a former president did, and you're trying to give me powers and grant me powers that I do not have. So all I'm doing is documenting people. So for safety reasons, we know who is here, where they're at, and then they can relieve the burden while they're here. As for deportation and so on, that's the federal mandate, right? That's not for the governor to do. So, but I'm sure our law enforcement here in the state of Maryland can handle any kind of turning over someone to the federal government that have a detainer once we have everyone documented if there's some sort of a safety issue, right? If somebody's a danger to society and a menace to Marylanders, we can now know who they are because my hands have been tied, right? Your General Assembly in Westmore banned 287G. And that is and I'm a constitutionalist, right? I understand a lot of constitutional law, and I understand how they got away with that because it was a voluntary act. Now, I did send correspondence down to James David Vance, who's an Ohioan, good man. And I asked him to change that law so that 287G is mandatory. So until that legislation hits the Congress and they make that law mandatory, and when it becomes mandatory, then it becomes unconstitutional in the state of Maryland to ban it. Because under Article 2 of Declaration of Rights in the state of Maryland, in the Maryland Constitution, it states that federal law is the supreme law. So these people skated on that because it was a voluntary law.
Mike, does that answer your question, or do you have another question?
Well, I just want to say that all illegal immigrants need to be deported. They need to leave our country. They violated the sovereignty of our nation. Their first act coming into the country was to break our laws. and all of them, every single one, need to be deported.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for calling in from Nottingham. Did you want to close that out? He said that they should all be deported. And
again, I respect his vote. I mean, if Wes Moore is your answer, you know, if you can afford that, have at it. But I can tell you that, again, Dan Cox, John Myrick, and Ed Hale will not be your governor. They have no shot at Wes Moore.
All right. And then I do have a text question here from Gina. Gina says she couldn't really understand your answer there. Do you believe that illegals are entitled to SNAP, Section 8, and Medicaid?
Only if they are documented in the state and they are paying taxes to the system.
Okay, so once, because I'm trying to understand, so once they come to the office there in Annapolis that you pointed out, and they become documented, that then gives them the right to work legally?
It does have the implication and, in fact, the ability to work within the state of Maryland. This is not an offer of any kind of federal plan, right? So they are already working here, whether you like it or not, right? I mean, how do you have 300,000 people with a burden on our system who are not working, right? So they're living somehow, and they're occupying housing, and so with that, that causes an affordability problem with the housing, right? They're here. Let's just face reality.
All right. I've got some more questions coming in, but I did want to kind of get back to our conversation as well.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about maintaining and attracting businesses. We have a lot of business owners leaving. We've got the tech tax now, 3%, on many of the businesses that decided, you know what, I can actually go to Delaware or Virginia have to, you know, pay into this tax. How do we maintain the business we have, and how do we attract new business?
So we need to repeal that law, right, so that we take the tax off the tech industry. And again, by lowering the percentage here on the corporate and small business tax rate, we need to support our small businesses, by the way. So give them grants and help them up. It's very expensive to do business in the state. So, you know, I've sent communication down to Jim Taislett. He is the CEO of Lockheed Martin. And whether you know it or not, Lockheed Martin's world headquarters are right here in Bethesda, Maryland, yet production for Patriot missiles and things of this nature and the ordnance that they use are not produced in the state of Maryland. So if we make this state business friendly, they will come.
Okay. And do you think that's all it'll take to get the businesses to come?
Absolutely. If you're, you know, if you're competitive, then you'll get the business.
All right. Also, just wanted to say, Randy here in the text slide, he says, you know, very interesting because he does talk about Ed Hale Sr., Doug, referring to you as being a Democrat. But how does he square that with seeking the endorsement of the Democrat John Fetterman out of Pennsylvania?
Well, as we all know, John Fetterman is a realist, and he holds no bars with regard to his opinion of doing what is right. And you have to remember, 51.5% of the voters that are registered in the state are Democrat. So I think it's just fine to have a Democrat representative and to endorse you, and especially one who leans conservative like he does. He's a good man.
All right. We'll be back here with Doug Larkham in studio, and we're going to ask him again. We get back. Why should Maryland vote for him? Real quick, are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone if you do. Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop the deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and tested and, of course, rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Hair Volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Previously on Casey and Company.
Now, we all heard it. We heard the boo. We saw a reaction to the booze. So you can pretend it didn't happen, Governor, but we heard it, we saw it, and now there's evidence, there's polling data that indicate you're not one of the most popular governors in the country. Your popularity has been slipping. Frankly, shocked it's as high as 48% approval.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Just so you know, at the top of the hour here at 11 o'clock hour, we will talk about the settlement that was reached between the state of Maryland and the owners of the Dolly. Also, Governor Wes Moore has not yet made the list. There was some polling that came out. I know he's got some aspirations to run for higher office, but we'll go through the list according to the DNC. And Governor Moore, I guess he's going to have to post some more videos or vanity shots if he wants to get their attention. I don't know. But here in studio, we've got Doug Larkham. Doug, you know, before I ask you why Marylanders should vote for you, I wanted to ask, how do people follow you online?
You can follow me on Facebook at Douglas Larkham, Governor-Elect Candidate. So just search me there, and you can find me there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then also I wanted to ask also if they wanted to meet you in person. Do you have an event coming up that you're going to?
Yes, we do. On May 19th, down in Prince George's County, we have a governor's debate.
Okay, well, that should be interesting. Lots of Democrats down there.
Right.
There are some Republicans. So I grew up in Accokeek, just so you know.
Right.
So I know exactly how PG County can be.
Right.
And you do have some independents, for sure. So I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people from the 5th District, right? Michelle
right.
Talkington, Chris Palumbi ran there, because there's, you know, obviously Steny Hoyer seats now open. So that should be a heck of a debate. So that's the 19th in Prince George's County. And I'm sure you're posting that on Facebook so people can find out exactly where it is. Okay, great.
Yes.
Well, Doug, the time has come. All right. I think we've had a great conversation. Lots of people weighing in. Why should Marylanders vote for you to be the next governor of Maryland?
All right. So, you know, I am capable, right? So, and we need somebody that can resonate with all Marylanders. And please, Republicans, don't get lost here on the immigration issue. It's just that we have to navigate what has been handed to us by our General Assembly. So we have to be reasonable and think this out. Now, listen, as your governor, my first act is going to be, after I select the new state Board of Elections, is that I'm going to put in a public consensus voting system online. So any issues that I would like to see repealed with regard to law that will save you lots of money, and all issues on the General Assembly floor, you will be posed with the questions that are at hand, and you will be able to use your democratic right to vote. And those votes will come into the State Board of Elections if you are a registered voter. Doesn't matter the party or non-affiliation. And then I have data that I could present to the General Assembly when they are making mistakes. I guarantee you that Democrats as well as Republicans and even non-affiliated or independents would have voted to take 20% of the funding away from the disabled. I mean, that is just an act of moral turpitude. Who does that, right? I don't think Marylanders would have voted for a tax on paint for an out-of-state nonprofit that contributes money to Democrat campaigns through its parent company when you could dispose of your paint for free prior to that law being passed. Westmore pushed it to flip it back on the industry. He's flipping it on you, right? So as your governor, you will be able to weigh in, and I will have data available to the General Assembly. So when they're making mistakes, I can point it out, and hopefully that wait will do something to persuade them to do something else.
Again, Doug Larkham here in studio. Doug, Howard says, Doug sounds like a moderate Republican. Is that what you are?
Well, I don't know about that. I roll conservative, honestly. I just have to navigate with what I am handed here. Again, we are in a state that's dominated by Democrats. Maybe 25% of the voter base that's registered in the state is Republican. So I can work with the others, right? So I have Republican base values, but I know where I'm at.
All right. And then I also wanted to just ask, because obviously we didn't get to talk about it. You know, parts of the state, the school system is not doing so hot. I think everybody knows that. I just wonder, you know, is there anything that we can do? Obviously, you know, each jurisdiction kind of handles their school system and what they do there. But I do wonder if a governor was more, if they could be more hands-on with what we have going on, especially in some of these dire school districts like Prince George's, or not Prince George's. Well, Prince George's is headed that way. Baltimore City, for sure.
Right. So how do we lift them up, right? So again, here we're navigating the situation. And Blueprint for the Future is a failed law, and it is bankrupt. And they are going to be, your General Assembly and Governor Moore, if he had time, is going to be asking for billions and billions of more dollars to throw at it while these students are not doing any better. So how do you navigate this? Well, if you visit Carroll County Public Schools and Worcester County Public Schools, they graduate 97% of their students. So we use their model and have them teach the other districts how to build up their school systems as we distribute money evenly, while also giving money to private schools, charter schools, and homeschooling.
Yeah, and I will also note, if you recall there, Doug, the big, beautiful bill, there is an option to opt into school choice. And I know that many of us support school choice. Do you support school choice?
Absolutely, 100%.
100%. Okay, great. That's great. All right, well, Doug Larkham, I appreciate you coming here in studio. We did kind of, I think we did a great job getting every topic on the table. I don't think I have to ask this, but I'm sure you do. But, of course, your support, I'm sure, is there for law enforcement, all of our first
responders. Absolutely. No question. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a question anyways.
Yeah. I just ran into Sheriff Chuck Jenkins the other day in Frederick. So
nice.
Hi to him. Yeah, so,
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Douglas Larkham, you can follow him on Facebook. And, of course, he'll be in PG County coming up on the 19th, right, for the big debate.
That's correct.
Gubernatorial debate. Doug, thank you for coming in. All right. We come back. As I mentioned, we're going to talk about the settlement that was reached between Maryland and the owners of the Dolly. Also, some text messages coming in. Lots of opinions here on Doug Larkham, so we'll read those too when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Hi, Kim Clasic here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. The South Carolina Supreme Court has overturned the murder convictions and life sentence for Alex Murdoch and the death of his wife and son. The high court found a court clerk influenced the trial by suggesting to jurors that Murdoch might lie while testifying in his own defense. A new trial has been ordered. You might think that the Iran war would top the agenda for President Trump's talks with China's Xi Jinping in Beijing, but Mr. Trump says that's not the case.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because
We have Iran very much under control. We're either going to make a deal or they're going to be decimated. So one way or the other, we win.
Mr. Trump is now in Beijing along with a group of U.S. tech, industry, and financial leaders. The Missouri Supreme Court handing Republicans a redistricting win. The court has rejected a Democrat challenge to a new GOP-friendly congressional map. And while Republicans have enjoyed good deal of success in redistricting, a GOP redistricting effort in South Carolina has failed. An initial vote in the state Senate fell short.
President Donald Trump had urged South Carolina to redraw its U.S. House map ahead of the November elections. The state House had previously voted in favor of letting lawmakers return after the regular session ends this week to consider redistricting. But the Senate also had to approve taking up redistricting. The 29-17 vote failed with just two votes short of the two-thirds needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A measure of inflation before it hits consumers' pocketbooks rocketed higher last month. Cost of energy led the way as the producer price index, measure of wholesale prices, rose 1.4% from March to April, prices 6% higher than a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 234 points, while the Nasdaq trading 168 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brandon Scott will be announcing the city's summer youth engagement strategy today. The mayor will be joined by Councilman Jermaine Jones, Stephanie Mavronis from Monsey, and officials from the Departments of Health and Human Services and Recreation and Parks. The plans will be announced at 3:30 from the Chick Webb Memorial Recreation Center on East Monument Street. The city's youth engagement strategy aims to keep young people engaged, protected, and out of trouble during the summer months. And city police are investigating an armed carjacking in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 3400 block of Juneway shortly after 7 p.m. Tuesday, where the victim told them four suspects with guns approached and demanded his car keys. The suspects all got in the vehicle and drove away from the scene. The victim was not injured, and police continue to look for the suspects. Steinald Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. The Bible says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. After what we've seen and heard about Planned Parenthood over the years, even the most callous mind should be able to see that. For a society that is so technologically savvy, we are also one of the most depraved when it comes to moral values. And what strikes me as perhaps the most despicable action of all is the lack of action from our leaders. The outcry against this barbaric practice, which smacks of Nazi Germany, should be loud and swift. Planned Parenthood should be treated like the plague. And while I'm calling out elected officials, I also need to call out the church. If Christian and Jewish clergy had been doing their jobs of proclaiming God's values and standards over the past 50 years, instead of promoting social agendas, we wouldn't have sunk to the depths that we have. Let me pass on another fact from God's Word. Sin has consequences, and for this, there will be hell to pay, literally. This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A rocky return for Trevor Rogers.
And let's do it here in Baltimore. First pitch is swung on and driven to left field and deep. If it's fair, it's gone. See ya. First pitch home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. And that was just the appetizer for a Yankee lineup looking to break a four-game losing streak, which they did. Feasting on a five-run third that broke the game open, 6-2 was the final last night at Camden Yards. Rogers and his return from the injured list, not particularly effective. allowing 6 runs on 6 hits in 4 innings, pitched his manager after the game.
I mean, he had the layoff. Tough to navigate that. It was the third inning, I believe, second or third inning with 27 pitches. 3 walks, I mean, wasn't as sharp as it usually is.
And a note for today, game time has been moved to a 1:05 p.m. start from its originally scheduled 6:35. A weather maker in the forecast. Gates will open at 12 noon today. More Orioles news, this time on the injury front. Left-handed reliever Grant Wolfram placed on the IL yesterday with a back strain. Tyler Wells called up and pitched last night. And Dylan Beaver scratched from the lineup last night as well. MLB.com reporting it's a right oblique injury, which could likely result in an IL stint as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, don't sleep on John Simpson. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Rain will continue through late tonight with temperatures back in the low 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Bel Air, 67 in Edgemere, and 66 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter. 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. We just had Douglas Larkham in studio. He's in a gubernatorial race. He's on the GOP ticket. As a texter pointed out, he believes that Doug is a moderate Republican. I asked Doug about that. He says, I guess so, kind of, sort of. But he thinks he's more conservative than a moderate Republican. And just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were in studio with Doug for an entire hour. And if you ever miss any of the shows, don't forget, you can go to WCBM.com. The shows are archived there. Also, if you have the app, WCBM 680, you have the shows archived there as well. And it was an entire hour. Before that, we were talking about the DOJ and the announcement of the charges of the Dolly owner and operator for the Key Bridge collapse. Apparently, some of the ship and some, what do they call it, the flushing pumps, they had them rigged up in a way that was not safe. Now, we also talked to John, who was nice enough to call in and tell us a little bit about the tugboats, because Chuck called in with a pretty good question on why the tugboats were not taking the Dolly out, because they could have been there to prevent the ship from going into the Key Bridge. John, who worked on tugboats for quite some time, called in and said that Chuck is correct on that. And so we were talking about whether or not, honestly, you've got the owner and the operator. Yes, they're facing charges now. But we do wonder, you know, was there negligence on the part of the port or what have you? John says it's most likely going to fall on the owner and operator, not really on the port. And, of course, I asked a question, you know, why is Baltimore the only port in which they do not mandate tugboats to take these ships in and out of the port area? You know, unbelievable to think that tugboats could have stopped this from happening, because 6 lives were lost. And don't forget the question of the day, which I still have friends that are not happy with me. This question of the day. You know what? You win some, you lose some, as far as friends, right? You win some, you lose some. Not the first time I had a friend mad at me over something, you know, political. But at WCBM.com, also on the app, our poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. and working illegally, should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? Now, towards the 11:35 block, I will give you my comments on it. But just so you know, right now, lots of people weighing in still online. And the poll question, I see 73% of you said no. they should not be entitled to compensation. 27% of you say yes, they should be entitled to compensation. Now, of course, Doug Larcombe has left the studio, and many of you are weighing in on the interview itself. And I want to make sure that I get to your text messages here. I'll just read them, and then you guys take from it what you will. All right. One texter said, Kim, I wish you would have asked Doug Larcombe how he could crack down on welfare fraud in the state of Maryland. Texter, that is a good question, and I'm sorry that I did not get to ask that question, but I guess I should have put that on my list. Holly writes in, regarding your candidate guest, Doug Larcombe, he made his positions very clear. He changes his position and crafts his words for his audience. He said it. He's a Republican up for debate, but knows where he is. So he's a chameleon and at best a rhino. Second, when someone's every third word is right, they aren't very confident or they're looking for approval. As far as I'm concerned, he's telling the story. I don't know. You tell it. And last, when you want to give illegals ID and get them on the Maryland's tax rolls, he made that very clear, that if we're getting taxes from them, they can get assistance from us. Well, no. That plan acknowledges illegals in the state, and it's a no vote here. That's from Holly. Let's see. We have Scott here. He says, Kim, regarding your previous guest, I would rather listen to Terrell and Joe. That is what Scott said. Again, I'm not going to comment on it, just kind of reading it here. Now, John says, sometimes these take a minute to load here. I don't know why it's like this. John says, Kim, Doug seems like the best choice for both the nomination and the general election. If I lived in Maryland, I'd definitely vote for him, but I don't. By the way, this is going live. Okay, John, I will go live on Rumble when I can, okay? You don't have to ask me this every day, all right? If I can go live, I will. I'm extremely busy. Let's see. Howard, we already asked about the moderate Republican question. Let's see. Another texter says, this is Tom. Tom says, Kim, if an owner of a business does not allow free samples, but the manager on duty gives them out anyway when the owner is out of town, that doesn't mean it's okay. Those who receive the free samples should either return them or pay for them. That's the rule the owner implemented. Likewise, just because an administration did not enforce the law does not excuse illegal action. Now that the owner of the store is back in town, it's time the rules are enforced, regardless of the prior administration's lackadaisical attitude towards the rule of law. The illegals are still illegal and should not enjoy the benefits of the U.S. until they pay the price of earning citizenship. Again, that comes in from Tom. Let's see. Randy, he did ask about the John Fetterman question. Randy says, just to follow up on the Fetterman thing, in case you missed that, Doug Larcombe did say that he is seeking John Fetterman's endorsement. Randy says, you only hear about when he votes with the Republicans, you don't really hear about the 80% of the time that he does not. And Randy, that's a good point as far as John Fetterman's voting records. And that's why I said, remember we had the question of the day a couple weeks ago because Republicans were trying to flip John Fetterman into a Republican? I said, absolutely not. If you look at his voting record, he's for illegal immigration. There are a couple different things. He's pro-abortion. He's for gun control. I was like, wait a minute. No. We don't need him to be a Republican. That's out of the question, in my view. Brian, first-time texter, he says, the gentleman keeps saying Biden let immigrants in legally, which is a false statement. Biden did not follow immigration law. If Trump had done the same thing, the Democrats would have sued him for not following the law. Biden, being a Democrat, was immune to being sued. Again, that was Brian's first-time texter there. Let's see, another texter says, sure, we need to help small businesses like Northrop and Grumman. I don't think this guy's got it. He sounds like a Catonsville Institute whack job. Another text here from Anthony. He said, get this fake self-centered thing off air, please. This is absolutely part of the problem. And then a couple of these, I think, yeah, Gina, we had already asked Doug your question. All right. Well, that's how the texters feel about Doug Larcombe. Again, you can follow him on Facebook. And, you know, I guess see where else he stands on the issues. And it sounds like he does respond on Facebook as well. And then he mentioned that on the 19th, there is a debate there in Prince George's County. If you would like to go down and meet him in person or see some of these other, candidates that are running. Again, don't forget Sean Casey has Dan Cox coming on his show on May 19th, and Hale is scheduled for May 27th. And like I said, there's about 8 or 9 candidates. Just so we know, real quick, just a note, it is not the job of the talk show host to make sure you get equal airtime. I just want to make sure, you know, all candidates know this. It's not our job to seek you out. It's not our job to call you to book you. It's not our job to find your email address. If you hear a candidate on the show and that's your primary opponent or general opponent, or you want to just come on the show, you have to ask the station. You have to ask the talk show host. We don't come hunt you down. So to all of the candidates that are running in the gubernatorial race, you have an open invitation to come on WCBM. Would love to hear from you. I think, again, all of the voters should hear from all of the candidates and make their own choices. But I'm not going to try to find you and figure this out. I'm also getting a little, you know, I did finally get a text message from someone that is affiliated with Sonia Dunn with the whole, you know, she's running against Brooke Learman in the general election. And so he said that he would reach out and see if he could get her on the show. You know, yesterday we were talking about Brooke Learman and the delays with the tax refunds. And, yeah, I would think that she would want to go, you know, on every media outlet. But, again, you've got to contact the talk show hosts. And I just hope that candidates understand that. And then they can decide if you come on the show or if you have the right, if your primary opponent or general election opponent is on the show, then you have the right to come on after you contact because of the equal airtime laws. So I just want to make sure you guys know that has been straightened out. Also, just in breaking news, John Myrick has now confirmed with Sean Casey on May 29th. Okay, so then you've got more candidates coming in. That is awesome. And so, of course, we will make sure that we'll be listening in to those shows as well. All right. I did want to just mention to you, because I said earlier, you had the charges from the DOJ that went out to the owner and operator of the Dolly. But also, you might have missed it, Maryland did reach a settlement, $2.25 billion, with the owner and operator of the Dolly that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Attorney General Anthony Brown announced this just yesterday. He said that the state reached a settlement with Grace Ocean Private Limited and Synergy Marine, the owner and operator of the Dolly, resolving the state's claims. Now, the settlement does not resolve the state's claims against the ship builder, Hyundai Heavy Industries, which the state intends to pursue. So according to Attorney General Anthony Brown, they are not done seeking more money from, obviously, the manufacturer of the ship, which is Hyundai. See, I wonder, because of the way that they rig this thing right now that we have the DOJ charges with the flushing pumps, I wonder if Hyundai would be on the hook. Right? Because wouldn't they just say, well, no, they decided to not bring it in for repair. They decided to rig it this way, and no, we would never condone such a thing, right? I would think, but I don't know. I'm going to let Attorney General Anthony Brown do his thing on that. We shall see. Now, with the June 1st trial approaching, the state announced in April that it reached a settlement in principle with Grace Ocean and Synergy Marine. That agreement has been finalized again as of yesterday, and that is according to the Attorney General. So $2.2 billion. Don't forget, we were quoted the last time we were quoted as far as the rebuild. What was that? $5.8 billion? And Governor Westmore did turn down that price. So we shall see what happens next. I would think that $2.2 billion would pay for it if we had the Army Corps of Engineers rebuilding. You know, just a thought. Just throwing it out there. But we shall see what happens next. As I mentioned earlier in the show, did you guys notice with the DOJ's announcement, they were right there at the port and kind of, you know, not too far from the collapse site. Did you notice that Mayor Brandon Scott Governor Wes Moore, Congressman Johnny Olszewski, Senator Chris Van Hollen, none of those people were there for the announcement of the charges. Did you guys see that? So did the administration, did the DOJ host this press conference and not notify the state officials? I just thought that was interesting because here you've got the charges. You would think that they would want to be there, even if it's the Trump administration, the Trump DOJ. I mean, the charges mean a lot, I would think, to Governor Moore and others. I just thought that was interesting. I was like, wait a minute, where's our Mr. Photo Op? He never misses a photo op. And the charges, of all things, it's not a partisan issue. He could have been there for sure. I wonder if he didn't get the call. But you know what? The press, they were there. I got to go through and see which press were there. Was that national media? Now I got to go take a look. Because you would think that the press release would have come out earlier that day, at least. But I guess if they had other obligations, I don't know. I don't know. I will take a look at that. I thought that was interesting. Speaking of Governor Wes Moore, when we get back, we are going to talk a little bit about Governor Moore and where he stands currently with the DNC. Now, we all know the deal. He has aspirations to go much higher in office. Now, he hasn't accomplished anything yet here in Maryland, so why he thinks he should be able to to go be the executive of the country. Like, you can't even be the executive of the state. I mean, it's like, and this is a very small state. It's the state of Maryland. You can't even get a bridge up. Could you imagine if there was some catastrophe on, you know, across the country and he was in charge? Wes Moore, here, Wes Moore, let me help you out, okay? The reason you're not making the DNC polls and that you're not, you know, being polled higher might be because you haven't accomplished a damn thing here. Have you ever thought about that? Has your team thought about that? All right, we're going to talk about that coming up next year. Real quick, I want to tell you about my friends over at Audiology Associates, as I always do. Now, I want you to imagine this. I hope it doesn't happen, but imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends, or even Kim Klasick live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar. Again, I hope it does not, but no matter what your age, I need you to call Audiology Associates. The number is easy, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. For your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So stop making excuses. Don't delay. Call 410-944-3100. Or if it's easier, if you're at work, just go online. AAIAudiology.com. Very simple. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Wittstadt. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, I got a text message from Joan. Joe said, Kim, in regards to your guest, Doug Larkham, he said at least three times He is a biracial family. That's actually not a qualification on my list. Yeah, look, you know how the state is. I think, you know, Doug and some of the other candidates, I'll just kind of weigh in here. I think many of them are looking at the general election. Right. I don't know how focused they are on the primary. Of course, the primary is June 23rd. But, you know, I think many have already said you've got to be able to get some of the Democrat voters and you've got to get the unaffiliated voters. And that's the tough part in Maryland, because like myself, I am, you know, when it comes to illegal immigration and some of these other issues, the Second Amendment, I am very conservative. Right. You cannot convince me of a pathway to citizenship or amnesty or anything like that. I am of the thought, you know, you came in here illegally. You have to go today, not tomorrow, today. Go to the phone lines here. I've got Frank in Bel Air. Frank, you wanted to ask about the settlement money for the Dolly?
Yeah, the question is, where do you feel that $2.some billion is going to go? Is it going to go towards the actual construction of the new bridge, or is it going to go to the local jurisdictions like the city and Baltimore County and them for their past expenses? Because there was a report on the news earlier that made it sound like they're getting a big chunk of the money.
Yeah, that's a great question, Frank, because it is not noted here by the Attorney General where that money is headed. And he said, like, you know, as we mentioned earlier, he's also going to sue Hyundai, right, because they're the ship manufacturer. He's not outlining where that money is going as of yet.
One scam after the next for Baltimore, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think they would put it into the rebuild, but, you know, that would be too much like common sense. So I don't know. Frank, thank you so much for calling in. Great question. Thank you.
Love your show. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's a good question. Where is the money going to go? That's why I said, if they're able to settle with that, $2.2 billion, they get the Army Corps of Engineers in here, they'll be able to get that bridge up efficiently and cost-effectively. Hand them the $2.2 billion, whatever you can get out of Hyundai, even though I don't know how much of a case you have there, but whatever you can get out of Hyundai, get that over there. The money that Joe Biden already said that he is setting aside when he was in office for the bridge rebuild, get that over there. And then, if there's anything else that needs to be covered, you know, go over there and ask President Trump, stop poking the bears, ask President Trump and say, look, here's what we need. And I would think President Trump would be open to it. I know some people look at him as like a monster. He's not a monster. Look at how he's handling this situation in Iran. All right. If I were in charge and I had to handle it, you would think that I'm a monster. And I'd be fine with that. I don't really care how you feel about me. This is the difference between myself and President Trump. And I love President Trump. But if you ever notice, he cares a lot about what people think of him. And I think that's his Achilles heel. I think that's the problem. He cares about what people think of him. I don't care. I don't care. You could call me a racist. You could call me a sellout. You could call me a traitor. You could call me a monster. low class. I don't care. I'm here to enforce the laws. I'm all about the Constitution, and that's where that I would follow. I say, look, I took the oath, and here I am, and I'm going to do the job that is in front of me. Where some people, and in cases, you know, with President Trump, I've noticed he does care a lot about the perception of him. And maybe this is something that's happened over time. But the way that we're handling, even right now, illegal immigration, taking Kristi Noem off the job, putting Mark Wayne Mullen there. I mean, have you heard a whole lot from Mark Wayne Mullen? I mean, you know, they got a little scared with the Renee Good, Alex Pretty deaths in Minnesota. And then it was all like, oh, let's pull back on the midterms. You know what? You could not convince me of doing anything different. Because I would know at that point, I was elected in 2024 to do just that. If you've got some crazy people that want to get involved in the business of ICE, well, then guess what? There will be consequences. Not my fault. All right, coming up next, so much more.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The South Carolina Supreme Court has overturned the murder convictions and life sentence for Alex Murdaugh in the death of his wife and son. The High Court found that a court clerk influenced the trial by suggesting to jurors that Murdaugh might lie while testifying in his own defense. A new trial has been ordered. You might think the Iran war would top the agenda for President Trump's talks with China's Xi Jinping in Beijing, but Mr. Trump says trade is number one issue on his agenda. The Missouri Supreme Court handing Republicans a redistricting victory. The court has rejected a Democrat challenge to a new Republican-friendly congressional map. Measure of inflation before it hits consumers rocketed higher last month. The cost of energy led the way. The producer price index rose 1.4% from March to April. On Wall Street, the Dow down 245 points. This is SRN News.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products. From cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles' offense has been confounding this season, to say the least. After last night's 6-2 loss to the Yanks at Camden Yards, a team that ranks 11th in the majors in runs has scored four or fewer runs now for the sixth straight game. Holes are everywhere in the lineup, according to former Oriole Mike Bordig.
If you send Kobe out for hitting 180, are you going to send Alexander out for hitting 180? And the list goes on and on.
Mayo now at 162. Colton Cowser, who replaced Dylan Beavers last night at 171. Gunner's at 201. And despite an uptick in power numbers, Pete Alonso's still just at 211. Now, there's a game time change today. The Birds have moved the originally scheduled 6:35 start tonight to 1:35 this afternoon. A weathermaker on the way. Tough matchup, Kyle Bradish for Baltimore. Left-hander Max Fried for New York. Birds are 1-9 this year against Southpaws. In Owings Mills, Ravens preparing for the next team-wide activity beginning this Monday, the 18th of May. These voluntary practices mark the start of Phase 3 of the 2026 offseason program. Head coach Jesse Minter with a message to the rookies.
The message for those guys is like every day has to be the most important day of your career now. You know, if you really want to make it and you really want to find that consistency, like every meeting, every rep is the most important rep. And especially from a mental standpoint.
Meanwhile, on the O-line, all attention being paid to first-round draft choice Vivego Ioane, who will be a day one starter. But don't sleep on John Simpson. Resigned this year after 2 years with the Jets.
Their main thing was just like bringing that tenacity back. It all starts in the trenches. Guard, tackle, center, no matter what, I feel like you got to be a dog if you're going to play on the O-line or D-line.
Question remains, who will snap the ball? Coming up in 30 minutes, Trevor Rogers shelled again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in this evening. Rain will continue late tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler on Thursday with a couple of sprinkles possible and highs in the mid-60s. After that, the sun is back on Friday and we're in the low 70s and the summer heat returns for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You like the way that sounds?
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. All right, we'll say Doug Nino Mangione is not going to be able to make it on the line with us today because he is still out there in the community. If you don't follow him already on social media, please do. You know, Doug Nino Mangione is running for Baltimore County Council. And, of course, he's got lots going on every single day. If you do follow him, you see him at every event. You know, he's on a slate, which a lot of people love the slate. And, you know, he's working with so many candidates in the Republican Party. And Doug Mangione, he's not one of those guys where he's, you know, only comes out during election season. You see him out there 24/7. And I joke about it, but it's kind of like not a joke. But how does he have a social life? Like, I don't know how he does it, right? Because he's fairly young. He's younger than me. And yet he's just out there. It's all about the community. You know what? Look, it's inspiring. I couldn't do it, but it is inspiring. I've got, you know, little Olivia where her schedule is so demanding. Speaking of which, tonight they have their big spring concert at school and it's 70s theme. And so her class, they're singing songs from the Jackson 5. And the teacher, she goes, you know, you can dress up in 70s gear and da-da-da. And Olivia comes home and she's like, I don't even know what that means. So, of course, I ordered her some bell bottoms. Oh, she's going to be all 70s out. And I said, we got to do your hair where we do like the little afro puffs, you know. She said, I don't know what that is. It's funny how kids don't know about any of these things. And I said, don't worry, just leave it up to mommy. Just leave it up to mommy. That's all you got to do. All right. So anyway, it's going to be a fun night at our house. You know, Olivia's excited. She's been practicing her songs all week, by the way, by the Jackson 5. So cute. I did want to note, obviously, the big question of the day, because I wanted to respond with my answer here. And I didn't think it was too controversial. You know what? To my friend that texted me, people were not upset about the question. It's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If the Key Bridge victims were in the U.S. and working illegally, should their families be entitled to compensation for their deaths? That's a simple question, right? Brian, the producer, that's not a bad question. I can't believe I was getting chewed out. Is that really my friend? Now I question my friendship. Well, 73% of you say no, and 27% of you say yes. That poll question will be up all day, so you can take part in the poll. I wanted to go to some of the Facebook comments before I move on from this and give you my thoughts. Roy says the ship owner should be responsible, not the taxpayers. John says, yes, but their employers should be fined and paying it. Linda says from the company they were working for, not the U.S. government. Charlie said, whatever company they were working for should have them covered by workers' compensation insurance, and that insurance company would likely go after the shipping company for the money. Cash says, if you crash into a car, if you crash a car into a house, who pays to fix the house? If you crash a ship into a bridge, who pays to fix the bridge? That's a question from Cash. Brian says, my question is, how were they allowed to work on the bridge in the first place? Under that question, Allison says, right. Tony says, it's Maryland. That's why, unfortunately. And another user says, exactly. Annette says, yes, but by their employers. They should compensate them. Julie says, the person who hired them should pay, not us, the taxpayers. Joseph says, yes, absolutely. They had a devastating loss. Maybe the government should make them able to become citizens who pay their taxes as they do in most cases with a reputable company. Fact is, government doesn't want that because they get all the money, which they know that they will never have to pay out. Diane says, no, they should be covered under the company's liability insurance. Now, people were tagging broader builders on there, mixed reaction about, you know, whether or not they're held liable in this. Here's what I will say, and this is going to upset my friend, but I don't care, okay? As far as the taxpayers go, as far as the government, I don't think we owe these victims' families anything, and I feel bad for the wives, the widows that were left behind. I feel bad for the children. But actions have consequences. Decisions have consequences. If you decided, and I still don't know if all of these six victims were here illegally. I think maybe some of them were. But if you come into this country illegally and you want to hide in the shadows and work for a company that, unfortunately, and I think that they should be held accountable, any employer that hires illegal immigrants, I think they should be held liable. And that's another thing that I differ on from President Trump, because remember, President Trump kind of changed his position when it comes to the farmers, right, the workers. And I am one where I say, no, you go after the employers, too. They don't get free labor or labor under the table just because, you know, they're trying to, you know, get their business thriving. How is that fair to any other business that has some integrity? And they want to hire actual U.S. citizens and pay the minimum wage and pay, you know, for the benefits, you know, not hiring somebody they can, you know, shovel cash to under a table. And so this is part of the problem with living in the shadows and not coming in this country through the correct process. Unfortunately, there are consequences to that action. And unfortunately, that is, you know, the consequence was fatal in this situation. And so if you've got, you know, the employer with workers' comp, that's one thing. You know, if they want to help the families, if they want to go after the ship owner, I guess that's what their civil suit is for. Well, that's one thing. But other than that, I don't think the federal government or the state of Maryland owes those families anything. And furthermore, to the families that are here illegally, they should be deported. They should be deported. And I know it sounds heartless to say it. I understand that. I know that there are anchor babies in this situation. You know, for me, hearing some of these stories, you have people that have been living in the state of Maryland for 20 years and didn't even bother to apply for citizenship. That's how they think about our state and our country. The big middle finger is what they give us. And then they want to, you know, reap in the benefits, whether it's SNAP, be it in our health care exchange, the housing vouchers. How dare you? And in my view, you're a scumbag, to be honest with you. And I don't care that you came here and had kids as quick as you could so that you could stay. I don't respect that. And to the mothers and the fathers that took their kids through that treacherous journey over the border, Child Protective Services should be at your door. Disgusting. Some of those kids are being sexually abused, assaulted, out there, no food, no water, going through the desert. There's snakes, all kinds of things, and crossing the Rio Grande, dealing with coyotes, drug cartels, gun traffickers, human traffickers. Your kids should be taken away from you, in my view. So no, I don't think they're owed a dime. And as I mentioned, I think they should be deported. And to my friend that doesn't like how I feel about illegal immigration, guess what? My feelings go right along with the law. Okay? Those are the laws. They are the laws of the land. And I respect our laws. I respect our country. I respect the Constitution. And I respect my fellow Americans. And to all of the immigrants that are here and use the legal process, I respect them as well. I always hit like and say congratulations when people announce that they've become American citizens. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. All right. I wanted to go back here if I could, because Governor Wes Moore, I don't know what it is about Governor Moore. I don't know if the DNC doesn't like all his videos. I don't know if he's not posting enough pictures and selfies. I don't know. But Governor Moore is not making it on the list. Apparently, there's a new poll out that shows the top four 2028 Dem contenders for the White House. Okay. Now, Governor Moore has said recently to a reporter that he was one of the most popular governors in the country. Remember that? He's so popular, this guy. He's very popular. Well, the DNC doesn't think so. And he's not as popular as people like AOC, Mayor Pete, Gavin Newsom, and Kamala Harris. Yes, right now, at the top of the list for 2028 contenders for the DNC, it is AOC. She's got 26%. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 22%. Gavin Newsom, 21%. Kamala Harris, 13%. Governor Moore does not make the list. Now, in the Republican Party, you've got Vance and Rubio. I feel very good with our candidates there. But of course, people were reacting both on the right and the left to AOC being on the top of the list. And I wanted you to hear it. Take a listen.
You know, I think that this is such a, you know, I think that this is a, this is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point.
You know, you feel for somebody when they're not ready for a moment. You really do. World stage, word salad served up. The dismal reviews for Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's words and remarks and pauses and gasps for anything to say coherently there are really getting bashed today. She was at the Munich Security Conference, and the bashing is coming in a bipartisan way. Here's former ABC News journalist Mark Halperin.
It takes a major screw up for the New York Times to put in their story about AOC that she had, I think they said it was a stumble or something. It has to be a really bad stumble. She has no feeling in her bones about Taiwan. She just thought, well, I'll go with the memorized answer. And I don't think even the Democratic Party will make somebody the nominee if they can't answer that question.
She didn't go with a memorized answer. Democrat strategist Dan Turrentine here.
It was a reminder of his. You're now on the big stage. Her team hyped her appearance. She froze like a deer in headlights.
And this tough assessment from a veteran New York Democrat strategist, here's the quote. It was a beauty pageant to show that she had some chops about international issues, and she showed a complete lack of chops. He goes on to say if she runs for president, quote, she's now given the opposition tons of ammunition to destroy her. President Trump weighed in.
I watched AOC answering questions in Munich. This was not a good look for the United States. AOC, I'd never heard her speak very much. And they started answering a question. She had no idea what was happening. She had no idea how to answer, you know, very important questions concerning the world.
So that's the context, and that's important to know, because it wasn't just for her party, and it wasn't just, you know, for some small group.
All right. That was Harris Faulkner, by the way, on Fox News. And so I, you know, included this clip because remember, she was in Munich and that was her response. And they were asking her about Taiwan. And I even said then, and many of you guys, you were texting me and calling in because I said then, I said, AOC, I mean, it's AOC. I mean, the bar is so low with AOC for me, right? I don't look at her as a leader in any, you know, stretch of the imagination. I look at her as someone, I thought that the DNC, they were propping her up because she attracts young voters. That's how I looked at AOC. Not as somebody they would go to as a thought leader, right? So I was surprised that she was even in Munich. Like, she is someone, you know what, and you got to know your own strengths and weaknesses. Now, would Kim Klasick go to Munich and answer questions on foreign policy? Absolutely not. I'm not going to pretend that I know anything about foreign policy or military operations. That's why we have people on the show like Bernie Flowers or Chris Burnett. I'm not going to pretend to know about any of these things. And so, you know, to see AOC pretend to know, it was just, for me, it was shocking. It's like, girl, no, know your lane and get in it. You know? Anyway, so just to, again, to go over this, AOC has 26% as far as the leading Democrat candidate for the presidential primary in 2028. Now, Pete Buttigieg came in as a close second. Pete Buttigieg, if you've ever seen him, he's actually an excellent public speaker. He is. He's really great. He's, well, somebody that I looked at as probably has studied President Barack Obama or a few others. And he even uses the same, you know, hand motions and movements, the body language, very calm and cool, collected. I think a lot of people feel that way about Marco Rubio. He's usually very calm. You know, he doesn't get emotional. And, you know, that works very well, especially on stage there. And so with AOC, you know, even answering that question, and I think, was it Harris Faulkner that said it was kind of like a pageant question? She's right. Because even if you don't know the answer, you should be able to answer it without giving an actual answer. But she stuttered, she stumbled, you know, and she made it very difficult. And, you know, the silence as everybody was waiting for her response was deafening. And so for somebody that's been in the political game as far as long as AOC, because she was elected, what is that? Was that back in 2018? I got to look at it. But for somebody that's been in politics for as long as she has, to not have just that word salad answer that she could throw up there for anything, I found that very bizarre as well. And that's why I thought the DNC possibly didn't look at her as a presidential candidate. Now, she's also been touring with Bernie Sanders. I think a lot of people like Bernie Sanders. And so they've been throwing their support behind AOC. Gavin Newsom, California is basically quite literally on fire. And he is an awful candidate, but he's gotten very far with his looks and his charming charisma. I feel the same way about Governor Wes Moore. Looks, charisma, right? When he comes in a room, he walks in, he gets, you know, he's the center of attention without even asking for the attention. When you have that kind of star power, it works in politics. Gavin Newsom has, you know, that star power. But he has not been a good executive, obviously, in the state of California. As far as Kamala Harris, I think they're just really throwing her a bone because they believe that she deserves a second shot. And that's because she wrote that book. What was it called? 72 Days. She only had 72 days to run. She's a joke. She's actually, in my book, she's worse than Hillary Clinton. Really, truly. Anyways, so there it is. Governor Moore, you're going to have to take more pictures if you want to be on top of that list. If you want to make it on the polling question, or you know what would be really great? What if you just accomplished something? What if you did that? See, Governor Moore, here's the thing. This is where you really missed a moment. If you would have gotten that bridge up and going in a timely manner and effectively and cost efficiently, you would be at the top of the list. Now, I was shocked that Josh Shapiro wasn't there. But Josh Shapiro doesn't do a whole lot to, you know, get his name out there. I would think as you know, next year approaches, if he's considering 2028 run, that he will step forward. But, Governor Moore, you're going to have to do something if you want to make it on that list. All right, we get back. I have a couple of things I just want to just chat with you about. Also, Tory Snow, don't forget, he'll be with us tomorrow at 10 a.m. with his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. Real quick, you know, I found my new favorite hangout spot, and it is the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off of Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. And if you follow me online, you've seen me post about it. You know, I've had the chance to eat there myself. The tapa-style small plates is what I like. I like to munch on just little small plates, okay? I don't want a whole huge meal. I want all these little things. And I know many people feel the same way. So their pineapple shrimp ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and, of course, the crab cake balls, which I love, are the best in town. Now, whether you're grabbing a cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, this is the place to be, and it has everything under one roof. It's truly amazing. I'm not just saying that. Don't be surprised if you see me there with Olivia. Bring your family and friends. Experience it for yourself. Go to yorktownsocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next favorite hangout, as it is mine.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. This is the golden era of fixed assets. Annuities and guaranteed lifetime income are paying the best rates in 40-plus years. If you have an annuity over 2 years old, the new products can pay your penalty to switch and are often guaranteed to outperform your current product. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., on AM 680, WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
MAGA support of Donald Trump is 98 to 100%. It's not going to go anywhere. I mean, you can dream all you want. You can come up with some sort of idiotic headline that says, MAGA support is slipping. It's not. You don't even know what we've been through. You don't even know how devoted we are to the movement. It is meant to preserve the union. It is based on how corrupt and awful this union had become and taking our country back from the forces of darkness that have made it so awful.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, I was noticing a little bit of a jump on my social media accounts, and now I know why. Janet says, Kim, you missed it. They were praising your campaign ad in 2020 on Dan Bongino's show just now. I hope you continue your political career. Oh, Janet, thank you. You know what? I was wondering what was going on. I thought Candace Owens said something else about me. It's usually what happens. So then all of a sudden, all these comments come in. It's like, wait a minute, what? I don't even know anything about this. Anyway, so now I guess they were talking about the campaign ad. And I would think it's probably in relation to, what's the gentleman's name that's running for mayor in California? Because he's had some really great ads. Oh, why is this now escaping my mind? He has the reality TV show. Remember he was on The Hills? Oh my goodness, this is going to bother me. Anyways, he's had some great ads come out. And then I found out those ads look so real and so good. And he's been using AI. Real quick to all the candidates out there. Talk about a cheap way to get a great ad out. Okay? If you can use AI and make it look good, go for it. Go for it, because that's what he's using, and he's getting a lot of attention. Oh, here's a texter. I've got a couple of texters. Spencer Pratt. Thanks, you guys. That was so quick. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Alex. Okay, Spencer Pratt, that is his name. And he's been doing a fantastic job showing the problems in L.A. And so, yeah, I'll have to say thank you about the shout-out. Before, I did mention Anna Paulina Luna is eyeing the RNC chair run. I love Anna. She's a hard worker. She's a go-getter. And I think she would do a fantastic job at the RNC. If that's where she's going, she's got my vote. Okay? And she said that she is looking at it. The only thing I took from that conversation is that her seat is in trouble. Newsmax first put out the story as a rumor. She then confirmed it to be true. She had a hard time in the general election back in 2024. And I know that is a tough district. Tampa is somewhat blue. Okay, she's in a tough district that usually flips back and forth. So I'm a little nervous, and I hope that we don't lose that seat. But I don't know why she would say such a thing unless there's a possibility. You know? All right. So anyways, I wanted to put that out there. Also, Kilmer Obrego Garcia is still waddling back and forth to court. And apparently he's being saved again by another rogue judge. They're still trying to figure out whether or not they should deport him. I think Liberia is still on the table. Was Costa Rica still there? I don't know. I have to go back and read the report. But in case you saw his name pop up in the headlines, he's still here. He is still here. Still kicking. And I go back to many of you. Remember, many of you called in and said, no, he should stay in El Salvador. If they want to talk to him about, you know, sending him to another country, he should do it via Zoom call or FaceTime. And they should send him to another country from there. And guess what? You are still right about that. All right? All of you are vindicated. You are absolutely correct. They should have never brought this guy back to Maryland. Because now he is still here. Kilmer, it is time for you to go. You don't have to go home, but you got to get the heck out of here, right? He's not supposed to go to El Salvador. But you got to get the heck out of here. That's how I feel about it. All right, tomorrow again, Tori Snow is joining us at 10 o'clock. On Friday, we have a special guest. He's actually going to be singing the national anthem at the Preakness. Can't wait to hear more about that and what an honor that is. All right? So we got more to talk about tomorrow. If you want to continue to weigh in on the poll question, it'll be up there all day long. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Be here or be square. Join you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes and get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
This is the right choice for Maryland.